is next on IE America Radio Network.
IE America Radio Network News. I'm Tom Hubert. The death toll from a suicide bus bombing in central Jerusalem has grown to at least 16 people. Officials say at least 65 others were hurt in the blast that destroyed a commuter bus near an open-air market during afternoon rush hour. The White House says President Bush condemns the attack in the strongest possible terms. Hamas has claimed responsibility. Shortly after the explosion, two members of Hamas and four others were killed when an Israeli helicopter gunship blasted a car with missiles near Gaza City. Republican congressional members say they will examine the accuracy of intelligence information gathered by the U.S. before the military campaign in Iraq was launched in March. The call for the investigation comes amid mounting controversy over the failure to find weapons of mass destruction there. Florida Republican Porter Goss, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, says there is a feeding frenzy of the growing WMD disagreement. President Bush, meanwhile, says the U.S. will stay the course in Iraq because there's a lot more work to do.
And we've got a lot more work to do to make sure our country is secure because the war on terror goes on. There are still terrorist networks which hate America because of what we love. They hate us because we love our freedoms.
During an appearance in Chicago, Bush said America is more secure because of the war against Iraq and that the Iraqi people are free. The president was in Chicago for an address on Medicare reform and has pledged support for a plan that would use a drug benefit to bring senior citizens into private managed care plans. Congressional members have reached a compromise agreement on prescription drug coverage for millions of senior citizens. A record $25.7 million settlement has been agreed to by the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Louisville, Kentucky, that follows sexual abuse allegations that cover nearly 50 years. Nearly 250 people charge abuse by priests, religious brothers, and other employees of the archdiocese that began in the 1940s and extended to the 1990s. The settlement is the largest ever paid directly from the assets of a diocese.
What's the big news in allergy medicine this season? It's a new name in non-drowsy relief, Allivert. New Allivert starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue, without water. So you can take Allivert inside, outside, in your car, wherever you are. Allivert is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a quick-dissolving tablet. New Allivert. Allergy medicine you can take right when you need it, wherever you are. Allivert. Use as directed.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole? Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol.
Yes, Miss Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
The 14th annual Kids Count data book shows the well-being of children nationwide has improved. However, it also indicates many working parents face barriers that jeopardize financial progress of their families and the ongoing improvement of their children. The Annie C. Casey Foundation, which sponsors the report, says while strides have been positive, the progress that has been achieved is fragile. The report concludes states that rank highest for children are Minnesota, New Hampshire, Utah, and New Jersey. Places that rank lowest are Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and the District of Columbia.
One of the reasons people give for not buying LoJack is where they live. But that has little to do with whether your car will be stolen. It's where you drive. Do you drive to work, to a mall, to the city? That's why you need LoJack. Nationally, stolen vehicles that have LoJack are recovered over 90% of the time. And LoJack guarantees they'll recover your vehicle within 24 hours after you report it stolen to the police, or LoJack will reimburse you the cost of your LoJack system. See your car dealer or LoJack.com.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Securities and Exchange Commission has begun a formal investigation into Freddie Mac, the number two home mortgage provider in the country. Federal prosecutors in Northern Virginia say they're also investigating Freddie Mac, which is based in McLean, Virginia. Earlier this week, the agency replaced its top three executives as questions were raised about accounting procedures. The new chairman says Freddie Mac will continue cooperating with investigators. The nation's largest car insurer has sued a Florida business promoter and three other chiropractors chiropractors it accuses of trying to pull a fast one. Chicago Sun-Times reports State Farm Insurance officials filed the suit yesterday in federal court in Chicago. The officials claim the defendants conducted unnecessary tests on car accident victims to determine if they had pinched nerves. The chiropractors allegedly then billed the insurance firm for more than $1.5 million. The suit claims a group of chiropractors and doctors was also involved in the scam that spread across 40 states starting in 1993. This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Tom Bubert.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You know every substance is a liquid, a gas, or a solid. But if the air in your community is more like a solid than a gas, stay tuned. When I come back, I'll tell you what you can do to help Mother Nature. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. You can help save Mother Earth. Start by recovering and recycling your car's fluids. 1 quart of used oil can contaminate almost 2 million gallons of water. Here's another tip. No need to warm up your car. Driving moderately for about 10 minutes does the trick while conserving gas and saving the atmosphere from idle exhaust. And don't forget to change your air filter. Dirty filters are a common cause of excessive emissions, reduced gas mileage, and poor performance. So keep Mother Nature happy and leave your children a cleaner world. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Welcome, everyone. The Wednesday edition of the Peter Werby Show. Yes, I'm back. Peter's still gone. And if you're listening online, you saw my little comment. Does this guy ever work? Well, he does. He's just taken a lot of vacation lately. It's summertime, and he's visiting family. But back again on Monday. So today, it's you, and it is me, and it is several guests, and your phone calls, 1-800-TALK-YES, and that's 825-5937.
Liar, liar.
I would never lie about it. What are you talking about, John? Okay, that was perfect. Oh, it's all about the big lie. Thank you for that, for reminding me. It's all about this corruption that is so astounding. Just a part of this vast right-wing conspiracy. And just a little portion of it would be Iraq. Hans Blix. Giving him hell, Hans. Have you heard this? Well, Hans Blix gave an interview to The Guardian UK, and he lashed out at the Bush administration and the Pentagon and called them bastards. Whoa. He is really, really upset. And I don't blame him at all. He says that this whole deal, that it was like a mosquito bite in the evening that is there in the morning, an irritant. Hans Blix is extremely critical of the folks both in Washington and Iraq, and as far as, I mean, U.S. folks over in Iraq. He says, I have my detractors in Washington. There are bastards who spread everything around, of course, who planted nasty things in the media. Not that I cared very much. I'm not sure what that part was about. In a wide-ranging interview, Hans Blix, former UN chief weapons inspector, says a couple of things. He's accusing the Bush administration of a few things. And by the way, Hans Blix is retiring in 3 weeks, so it's time for him to speak out, and I'm so glad. He says, first of all, the Bush administration, he accuses them of leaning on his inspectors to produce more damning language in their reports. Did we not say that? Did we not say that back then? So the Bush administration kind of pushing and prodding these inspectors to produce more damning language in their reports because they couldn't produce any weapons of mass destruction. Also, he says some elements in quotes of the Pentagon, he accuses them of being behind a smear campaign against him. And I'm going to tell you about this smear campaign. Pretty ugly. Also, accusing Washington of regarding the UN as an alien power, which they hoped would sink into the East River. Then he was asked if he believed that he, Hans Blix, was a target of a deliberate smear campaign. He said, yes, I probably was at a lower level. Well, it was kind of a lower level because we hadn't heard these exact criticisms. I hadn't anyway until now. Maybe you've heard about these. Apparently, before he had even flown to Iraq to relaunch this weapons inspection, it was a four-year hiatus, and senior U.S. Department officials, Defense Department officials, were apparently just excoriating him as the worst possible choice for the post. Then, by last fall, Hans Blix, who is a happily married father of two, it says here, he was being branded in Baghdad as a homosexual who went to Washington every 2 weeks to pick up his instructions. What is this all about? And a lot of this, Hans Blix says, surely came from the Pentagon. That the Iraqis were then, they were told that, you know, these rumors, and then the Iraqis were spreading the rumors, and he and his wife, actually, he said they kind of laughed, but the criticism clearly hurt, because it's not true. It hurt his family. So this smear campaign. So Hans Blix is a steaming man, and he's coming out and speaking out against the Bush administration, and says, you know, formerly, by and large, his relations were good with the U.S. Toward the end, he says the Bush administration leaned on us.
Yo,
Washington.
Rude is that?
Yeah, Washington, he claimed, was particularly upset that the UN team did not make more of the discovery of cluster bombs and drones in March. And because there wasn't more of the, there weren't cluster bombs, and these drones were these small planes with made somewhat out of balsa wood. Ooh, those weapons of mass destruction, those dirty, dirty weapons of mass destruction. And he said Washington was extremely disappointed that he wasn't getting back, that they weren't getting, he said Washington's disappointment at not getting UN backing for this attack was one reason that you find skepticism toward inspectors. Well, you know, hey, Ben there said that, of course, the inspectors couldn't find anything, so then they have to criticize them, bring up these smear campaigns, and then continue to smear the poor guy. Scott Ritter, who was a chief UN weapons inspector before Hans Blix, he's been on the show many times, and he was just, you know, really ripped apart by the mainstream media. Every time he was on CNN or MSNBC, I don't even know if he was on Fox. Probably, I would imagine. But he was completely smeared as well. He says the same things that Hans Blix was saying. You know, we didn't find anything. So let's talk about the lies. Let's talk about this tangled web we weave. This is on democraticvictory.net. And here's a couple of things, several different quotations from folks there in that the Bush administration, the regime. This is August 26, 2002. Okay, keep in mind, nothing found. This whole thing is unraveling before their very eyes. And justification for Bush's attack on Iraq is just falling just like the cards. Simply stated, there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. That's Dick Cheney last August. Then in September, G.W. Bush, right now, Iraq is expanding and improving facilities that were used for the production of biological weapons. Ari Fleischer chimes in December. If he declares he has none, then we will know that Saddam Hussein is once again misleading the world. Okay? Ari, once again, we know for a fact that there are weapons there.
Alrighty then.
There are no weapons there. George W. Bush, January 28, 2003. Our intelligence officials estimate that Saddam Hussein had the materials to produce as much as 500 tons of sarin, mustard, and another type of nerve agent. Okay, haven't found any of those 500 tons. Haven't even found a portion, even a little dot. Colin Powell, in February, we know that Saddam Hussein is determined to keep his weapons of mass destruction, is determined to make more.
It is miraculous.
that they have found none. Colin Powell. February 8th, George W. Bush. We have sources that tell us that Saddam Hussein recently authorized Iraqi field commanders to use chemical weapons. The very weapons the dictator tells us he does not have.
Liar, liar.
There was Peter. Hey, we miss him. And it's true. Liar, 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 liar. All of them liars. Colin Powell. In February, end of the month, if Iraq had disarmed itself, gotten rid of its weapons of mass destruction over the past 12 years, or over the last several months since UN Resolution 1441 was enacted, we would not be facing the crisis we now have before us. What was the crisis now? Let's look at it today. What was the crisis? What was the reason that we had to go in and kill at least 5,000 Iraqi civilians? And many of our own service people. Why? 6,000 people for a lie? 6,000 deaths? Oh, it's those wild-eyed Iraqis over there. It's okay. They didn't have anything anyway. You know, I've heard that one. Cold, calloused, and oh, so ignorant. Okay, March 7th, 2 days before my birthday. Oh, gee, what a great, great birthday it was. Colin Powell. So has this strategic decision been made to disarm Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction by the leadership in Baghdad? I think our judgment has to be clearly not. Another lie. March 17th, George W. Bush. Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraq regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Yeah, that's a good question, John. Ari Fleischer, March 21st. Well, there is no reason, there is no question, Ari Fleischer says, that we have evidence and information. Where's the evidence and where's the information? They can't produce it now because they don't have it. Evidence and information that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical particularly. Okay. There are no biological, there are no chemical particularly. All this will be made clear in the course of the operation for whatever duration it takes. Well, tick, tock, tick, tock. Time is a-moving along and nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing's going to be found. I'm convinced. General Tommy Franks, there is no doubt that the regime of Saddam Hussein possesses weapons of mass destruction. And as this operation continues, those weapons will be identified, found along with the people who have produced them and who guard them. Okay, Tommy, that was March 22nd, Tommy. It's June 11th, Tommy Franks. It's June 11th, George W. Bush. It's June 11th, Colin Powell. It's June 11th, Ari Fleischer. Pentagon spokeswoman says in March as well. One of our top objectives is to find and destroy the weapons of mass destruction. There are a number of sites. Really? Where are they? Well, you found a couple trailers, and you're still hanging on to that one. But nothing in there. Nothing at all. Of course, you are thinking there are... It's your guilt by association that there are chemicals there. But they're gone now, because you provided them. Your father provided them, George W. Bush. Come on. Of course we know you know. Your daddy told you. Your daddy did it. But they're gone now. And you killed 6,000 people. Donald Rumsfeld, in an ABC interview March 30th, said, "We know where they are. They're in that area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, north somewhat." Really? Donald. Oh, sinister one, Rumsfeld. Where are those weapons of mass destruction, those biological and chemical weapons? Where are they in Tikrit? Find them. Tell us. Where are they in Baghdad? Where are they east, west, south, and north somewhat? What a crock. This is so corrupt to the very core. This is neocon scholar. Ugh, I don't know if I like that. Robert Kagan in a Washington Post op-ed. Obviously, the administration intends to publicize all the weapons of mass destruction U.S. forces find, and there will be plenty. But there are none. None. So now Bush says Iraq had a weapons program. So, of course, he had a weapons program. We gave it to him. We supplied it to Saddam Hussein back when we loved him and wanted him to use those against Iran. No weapons anywhere. And we should all be screaming at the top of our lungs every day. 1-800-TALK-YES if you want to scream as well. Or just talk. That's cool, too.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was as straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risk.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Tired of talk radio sounding like a propaganda arm of the Republican Party? Well, so am I. This is Peter Werbe, and I've moved my program to 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time weekdays. Join me as I expose the Grand Oil Party's plans to pay off their corporate paymasters by making this country a permanent warfare state while destroying the environment and attacking the rights of women and working people in the process. So tune by the show, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and join me, Peter Werbe, as we make plans to take back our country.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werbe Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
All right. bit worked up today, but that's okay. Someone's got to be. Let's go to the phones and to go out to Oregon with our daily call from Joe. Hi, Joe.
Yeah.
Am I being too loud for you? Am I too much for you?
No. too much for me? Anyway, as far as the weapons, mass destruction, from what I hear, they've given up the search for the weapons of mass destruction. So one of two things will happen. Number one, they won't be found. Or number two, they'll be found because they were planted by somebody.
Of course.
So that's
but if they plant them at this point, I mean, come on, you know?
Yeah. So that's all I got to say about that.
Hey, Joe.
What?
You know what? Joy wrote in to me yesterday and said she has another meaning for it. Weapons of mass disappearance.
Yeah, that's
very
right.
Very good, Joy.
That's right.
Two shows tonight.
Yes. Okay. Anywho, I want to talk about something, I guess, a little bit less serious. I want to talk about Congress, who, of course, let Bush have his unconstitutional illegal war.
Yes.
I want to talk about two things these idiots were up to 9 days ago, and it's a good indication of why this country is going right down the toilet.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, you had all these congressmen get up there. I mean, there were a whole bunch of them that got up there slapping Sammy Sosa on the back for hitting his 500th home run. And it was congressman after congressman said, congratulations to Sammy Sosa and all that, and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
It's kind of fitting that Sammy Sosa was caught using a cork bat.
I know.
You know what
I said when that happened? See, I don't watch sports, and I'm always the optimist. I go, do you think he knew there was cork in there?
Yeah.
I admit I said it. I did.
Yeah, that's right. I don't blame you. Good chance he did. Okay. So the second thing Congress was up to, they were voting on whether to have an amendment to ban flag burning. Once again,
yes.
This is on the same day that they're all talking about Sammy Sosa and how great Sammy Sosa is and all that.
Yeah.
Well, all this flag stuff.
Right.
You know, I don't give a rat stinker about any of it. I don't care about the whole thing about the American flag and people burning it. I don't care about the Confederate flag or some redneck somewhere down south wants to fly it on top of the state capitol. I couldn't care less about that because you go ahead and look at the history of it. The history of the American flag is every bit as racist as the history of the Confederate flag. So the whole thing about the flag issue doesn't matter to me. As a matter of fact, if I want to go over to jolly old England on 10 Downing Street, right across from Tony Blair, and wipe my butt on the Union Jack and then set it on fire, that's my own business, Julene.
Hey, Joe, but cool. Hey, that was me. Two of me talking. That's not good. Joe, you said that Congress was debating earlier.
About
you said they were debating. I came up with something in my brain. I think they were more like masturbating. I came up with that right there. Come on, that's good. Give it to me.
That's right. That's right. They were pulling for our country.
Two drink minimum, folks. Two shows tonight. Try the veal. Okay. Thank you, Joe, for calling in from Brookings, Oregon, and anyone else who wants to call in. Just a couple of minutes, we're going to have a guest on, and her name is Jayshree Srikantaya, and she's an attorney at ACLU Northern California. This is about this no-fly list that is ensnaring hundreds of innocent travelers. It's based on this 120-year-old indexing system that searches names and kicks out certain names, and a lot of passengers are getting stopped and questioned after being flagged by this software. So we're going to talk about that. We'll also cover the CAPS 2 system, the 2 system. That is the computer assist. I'm doing a lot of flying. I flew last week. I was happy I wasn't on that list, considering, the state of the U.S. of A., and oh my, whoo, and the things I say. Jayshree Srikantaya from the ACLU is next. And be thinking about what you want to say, because we'll get your calls in on top of that after the interview. 1-800-TALK-YES. It was irresponsible, but cool.
This week on E! He may be a one-woman man, but he still spends like a bachelor. It's good to be Ben Affleck. Plus, it's the in-your-face world of the paparazzi. Celebrities Uncensored.
Get the camera out of my face!
And if you thought the show was hot and heavy, wait till you see what went on when the cameras went off. The E! True Hollywood Story of Melrose Place. It's all new, all true, every night this week on E!
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Workers at 14 Goodyear tire plants across North America will strike on June 27th unless their employer agrees to a new contract. This, according to the United Steelworkers of America. The Steelworkers Union has been bargaining with Goodyear for nearly 3 months, but has little to show for its efforts to win job security from an employer that's looking to send jobs to cheaper overseas plants. Goodyear is also looking for $1 billion in concessions, money the United Steelworkers says the company hopes to invest in non-union sweatshops overseas. Officially, the union's old agreement expired on April 21st, but the steelworkers have been extending their contract on a day-to-day basis ever since.
Much of Canada's rail system could be shut down next week if some 200 rail traffic controllers with the Canadian Pacific Railway go on strike. They've been trying to negotiate a new contract with the railroads since September, but the two sides broke off mediation efforts at the end of May. A cooling-off period ends on June 18th. And the Union of Rail Canada Traffic Controllers classifies a strike or lockout as probable if picket lines with other railroads might honor them, which could lead to widespread disrupt rail traffic throughout the country.
Stop the presses. That's what journalists at Italy's biggest-selling daily newspaper did yesterday in protest of what they say is Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's attack on press freedom. Journalists with Corriere della Sera say the paper's longtime editor, Ferruccio De Bortoli, was pressured by Berlusconi to resign due to his paper's opposition to the U.S.-led war in Iraq, as well as its unfavorable coverage of the Prime Minister's trial on corruption charges. Berlusconi himself is Italy's largest media baron, with holdings in newspapers, radio, and publishing houses, and by many estimates, the arch-conservative controls some 90% of Italy's television market.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julie. IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the... And in doing so, The Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Well, thank you very much. And our interview in just a moment. First, what we do every day at 2:30 Eastern on the Peter Werby Show. America's favorite populist. It's 1 minute with Jim Hightower. Hello?
There you go. Shareholders who are sick of seeing your companies crash while the pampered CEOs who caused the wreck skip gaily away with tens of millions of dollars in lavish pay packages, you might want to look to England for hope. There's been a long simmering political debate across the pond about the unseemly self-enrichment of their corporate chieftains. Even though CEO pay there still is a fraction of the sums paid to corporate royalty here in America. but some British wannabes have been steadily pushing to bring buccaneering off-the-charts U.S.-style pay levels to England. For example, the aptly named Sir Christopher Hogg, chairman of the global drug giant GlaxoSmithKline, claims that British pay levels must become competitive with the king's ransoms paid to American CEOs. Hogwash, shout England's shareholder and worker groups, who've seen the destructive results in America when the fortunes of top executives are separated from the well-being of everyone else. These egalitarian forces have been fighting the Sir Hogs and winning. In January, a new law passed requiring large British corporations to, one, disclose details of pay packages, and, two, put them to a vote by shareholders. The law is working. In May, shareholders and union pensioners gave Sir Hogg's own corporation a comeuppance, voting down the proposed deal for Glaxo's CEO, who would have gotten a special $24 million payout even if he had bankrupted the company. Now, to avoid similar public humiliation, honchos at the retailing giant Kingfisher are scaling down their extravagant deals prior to facing shareholders at their upcoming meeting. This is Jim Hightower saying, the rebellion is on, and not only are the Brits storming the barricades of CEO power, but it's happening here, too. To help foster the rebellion among American shareholders, call United for a Fair Economy, 617-423-2148.
Thank you, Jim Hightower, and he will be back tomorrow, every day, every weekday, 2:33 Eastern Time. Right now, we're going to come back into our topics, and what I promised you is information about this no-fly list. This is something that has resulted in thousands of travelers being flagged at airports for searches and police questioning, and the critics are saying, meanwhile, the real terrorists could be slipping through undetected. Our guest is Jayshree Srikantaya, attorney with ACLU Northern California. And Jayshree, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this no-fly list. This is based, is this in every airport, first of all?
Well, I have to begin by telling you that we know very little about the list, and
okay.
That's one of the reasons that we're involved in the case that we filed last April, is to find out a little bit more about the list. But what we have learned from the stories of passengers is that the list is used to stop hundreds and possibly thousands of innocent passengers across the country for questioning, for a stop, and for additional searches.
And probably missing their planes, too, while they're doing it.
Oftentimes, I think it could result in missing the plane. Certainly, it results in delay.
Now, from what I understand, that this is, there's a system, an airline reservation system, that relies on this name searching software based on an indexing system that's about 120 years old. This is now kicking out names. In the beginning, and this is from the San Francisco Chronicle, it says that this software is so outdated that it can't distinguish between the last name of terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden and punk rocker Johnny Rotten Lydon. So, do you know anything about that?
Well, I have to say again that the information that we have on that kind of name matching comes from reporters and from the press, and not from the government. The government has not released any information about this list, and in fact, until fairly recently, denied the very existence of the list. And what we want to know from our government is, how is this list being used? How do they interact with airlines? Is it true that this name matching software is being used? And has the government provided any guidance to airlines in how to use the list? That's one of the many questions that we think we need answers to.
Absolutely. And your cases that you're taking on are involving a couple of peace activists. Can you tell us more about it?
Sure. We have two clients, Jan Adams and Rebecca Gordon. They're longtime peace activists, and they're co-publishers of the newspaper War Times, which is a paper critical of the Bush administration's policies.
Mm-hmm.
They were told that they were on the list when they went to San Francisco Airport for a flight to Boston. And they were pulled aside, questioned, and their names were checked against a, quote, master list.
Right.
They were ultimately allowed to fly, but they were searched and their luggage was put through the X-ray machines. What we found out that's really interesting is that Jan and Rebecca are not alone. There are approximately 339 passengers like Jan and Rebecca who were stopped at San Francisco Airport, told that they were on the no-fly list. The FBI was called. Their names were checked against a master list, and then they were ultimately allowed to fly. And if that number is indicative of what's happening across the country, it's likely that thousands of innocent air travelers are routinely being hassled at our airports, and we have no information about this list, nor do we know if this actually makes us any safer.
Oh, my gosh. It's really frightening to not be in the know of any of it. And so where does the case stand? Are you just... How far has it gone? Just tell me where it stands.
Well, we filed Freedom of Information Act requests last December, and the Freedom of Information Act is a law that allows the public to gain access to information held by the government.
Sure.
We didn't get any answer from the Transportation Security Administration at all. The FBI responded and said it had no responsive documents, even though Jan and Rebecca were told their names were checked against an FBI list.
Right.
And after waiting and going through the administrative process with the FBI and TSA, we were forced to file a lawsuit because we had no more information in April than we did in December when we sent in the free. We are still, you know, in the beginning stages of that lawsuit and it's proceeding.
The Freedom of Information Act until John Ashcroft says, well, it's freedom of information except for that information. You got to have that information, right? Let's talk about the CAPS system a little bit, because this is something where I said, what is this CAPS system? Computer-assisted passenger pre-screening system. And now there's a new CAPS 2 system, and it's frightening to the ACLU, and it should be frightening to all of us.
Yes, well, the new CAPS system would search secret intelligence and law enforcement databases, and it would rate every passenger by a color code, either red, yellow, or green. There are many problems with CAPS, too, and one of the things that we think is that the problems with the no-fly list are just a preview of the problems we're going to have with CAPS. For one thing, the CAPS system could create a permanent blacklist. So innocent travelers whose names or addresses match names in credit databases incorrectly would be rated a high security threat and would have a difficult time, if they could at all, getting their names downgraded from a red level to a yellow level or a yellow level to a green level. So it magnifies the problems we're already seeing with the no-fly list.
You know, I flew last weekend, and I'm a little paranoid, but I think it's more just aware of what's going on because I do a show like this, and I'm pretty engrossed in you know what's going on in the world in the United States. They had different groups. It said, you know, group one, group two, group three, group four, and I was thinking, is it by seat number or is this? Am I categorized by some weird thing? So, if this, well, this CAPS 2 is going to happen, right?
Well, the government is right now developing CAPS 2. It has not, as far as we know, been implemented, but it's definitely in the works. And I think it's important for the public to be really aware of this new system that could further create problems for additional innocent passengers at airports. And again, it's unclear whether it's going to make us any safer. Terrorists would likely learn how to circumvent the system through identity theft. So it's unclear whether it's going to make us safer, but it's certainly going to result in innocent passengers being hassled at the airport.
And it says here, scheduled for deployment in spring 2004 for CAPS 2. That is very frightening. And so what kind of response are you getting from just people who read about it? Are people frightened, or do people feel generally don't know about this?
Well, you know, we've been impressed and overwhelmed by the response from both the public and the press. This is a story that people find very interesting because I think people respond to the idea of their government wasting resources chasing down innocent travelers instead of using those same resources to catch actual terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just highlights how much the public wants to know about this no-fly list, how much they need this information that the government is withholding about basic things like how does a name get on the list, how can a name be taken off the list, particularly if it's incorrectly on the list, or is First Amendment protected activity ever a reason for someone being placed on the list? These are basic questions that we really are owed answers to.
Yeah, it's just a big secret.
Yes, it's a big secret.
Oh, my gosh. Well, not surprising, but definitely disturbing. When I was in the airport thinking I'm group one, group two, group three, group four, I would hate to be, code green or code yellow. That is so scary. We're no longer individuals anymore.
Yes, well, I think that that's true. And again, the problem with the CAPS, too, is the same as the problem with no-fly, which is a lack of accountability and the inability of people to correct errors when they're incorrectly targeted as a security threat.
Mm-hmm.
And the question, again, about whether any of this actually makes us safer. The levels of secrecy in CAPS 2 surpass, we think, even those in the no-fly list, because from what we know, CAPS 2 is based on information from secret government databases. We don't know which databases
those are,
and we don't know how that information can be corrected. Moreover, CAPS 2 has plans right now to check people's name, home address, and telephone number and date of birth against credit databases. And we all know from personal experience what happens when your name comes up incorrectly with a bad credit history. Imagine if that information was somehow used to label somebody a security risk. So the potential for error and abuse is very, very high with CAPS too, and certainly we're seeing a preview of that with the no-fly list.
Well, certainly very scary, and we will keep talking about it. And we sure appreciate you taking your time, Jayshree, to kind of clarify some of this, even though none of us know where they get it all. Hopefully someday we'll find out.
Well, we hope we'll have information to share with the public hopefully soon.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking for it, and we'll get in touch with you. Jayshree Srikantaya, attorney with ACLU Northern California. It was a pleasure having you on today.
Thank you very much, Julie.
All right. Take care. And, you know, I've really always wonder, especially since I've been doing this particular style of broadcasting for about 3 years now, and especially Peter Werby, he gets on planes. No, he's not on a list, especially him. Think about it. Oh, my. So would you, are you disturbed by this? Are you disturbed by the fact that you could be a color-coded passenger based on your security risk, your level of your very own personal level? And then that when you're going through security or when you're purchasing your airline ticket, then your private credit rating is run up against your name, your birth date, your home phone number, your address, and then these government watch list databases to verify you are who you say you are.
Throw me a frickin' bone here.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Evil, because Dr. Evil is ruling the roost these days. So these peace activists, Jan Adams, Rebecca Gordon, stopped for being on this list, questioned by police. They were cleared, of course, but, you know, they have that crazy peace newspaper, those crazy, wacky, hippie, you know, out of control, braless, you know, hair under their arms, protesters. Jeez, they're really dangerous. Those peace activists who didn't want to see those 6,000 people die in Iraq. Well, they are just such a risk. Thanks for wasting their time, United States government. Let's go to Santa Fe, where Doug is standing by, and he called 1-800-TALK. Yes, Doug, hello. Thanks for calling.
Back on that the statement of this list and everything and having color-coded, I believe that's why the technology industry came up with the rice-sized microchips.
Rice-sized microchips. How long has this been out?
Well, let's see. The veterinarian community has been using it for well over 10 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the little trackers for the little puppies.
Exactly. Well, there was a family a couple of years ago that was in the news that their entire family got a chip inserted under the skin that contained all their medical and personal information. So when they show up at the hospital in a car accident and they're unable to speak, after all they have to do is run a scanner over them and they've got the complete medical record right there.
Oh, I don't want that.
Well, too bad, because the way our government's going, we're probably going to have it as a mandatory thing to keep terrorism from getting into our airports and our rail yards and everything else.
Okay, don't you think that's only going to happen if G.W. Bush gets elected again and then another Republican?
No, we got to stop thinking of this type of mentality as just G.W. Bush. It's a philosophy of life.
I don't know. I'm not going to go with you on that one. I'm not going with you on that one.
No?
No.
Well, how about the president?
Philosophy of life. Philosophy of
people, but it's the same thing they're pushing.
No one is sticking a microchip in my wherever. Okay? No one is sticking a microchip anywhere.
I won't have it either. I won't have it either, but that's the way we're going. We're going into a society, and it's not just going to be the United States. It's going to be the entire world. We're going to be regimented to these corporations. It's going to be back to the days of working for the company store.
Well, God, I hope not. Listeners out there, can you hear this? 1-800-TALK-YES. Boy, now, you know, I was president of the Optimist Club in high school. You were obviously president of the Pessimist Club.
Ooh,
or was it the Realist Club?
I'm just seeing a trend. I mean, it started before Reagan. It's a type of mentality that certain individuals have. They get into groups and
right.
They foster this mentality and they try to take over.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. And I say we're going to do everything in our power to make that not happen. No, no, no. We're not going to give them the power. The people have the power. And, boy, now's the time to scream. Come on back. 1-800-TALK-YES. We'll take your calls. Woo!
One of the reasons people give for not buying LoJack is where they live. But that has little to do with whether your car will be stolen. It's where you drive. Do you drive to work? To a mall? To the city? That's why you need LoJack. Nationally, stolen vehicles that have LoJack are recovered over 90% of the time. And LoJack guarantees they'll recover your vehicle within 24 hours after you report it stolen to the police, or LoJack will reimburse you the cost of your LoJack system. See your car dealer or LoJack.com.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
I would like to see a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Yeah.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
All right, thanks a lot. And a couple of emails coming in. We have one here from Doug. Julene, not only were we lied to about the existence of weapons of mass destruction, but Bush has had army personnel scouring the Iraq countryside looking for weapons he knows aren't there. What madness, Doug. It is absolute, complete madness. Here's another email from...
You've got mail, baby, yeah.
Lots of it. In fact, I have so much mail, I'm going to have to go through it between the 2 hours. They've been just really streaming in today. I love that. And you can also email me, if you haven't yet, calltalkyes@yahoo.com. That's calltalkyes@yahoo.com. This is from SM. I believe the tripwire for impeachment is knowingly presenting false information to the Congress in order to secure approval for an optional war. There's the legal bottom line, I think. I think that makes perfect sense there, SM. My gosh. Talking also about Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich yesterday. Now, I just printed a whole Kucinich. Here we go. On your show yesterday, there were questions about what sets Dennis Kucinich apart from Dean and others. And we had a guest talking about water quality issues, privatization. And prior to learning about Kucinich, this is Mike. He says he would have followed Dean, but visiting the candidate's website, reading where they stand on the issues, placed him firmly in Kucinich's camp. Water is a major issue. He's way ahead of the curve. We know water is a major issue because, well... the big corporate fat cats and their friends in the, you know, their Republican friends, and even some Democrats, I'm sure, hey, they want to privatize water. They want to make you pay for water. They want to make you pay for these resources. It's already happening around the world in third world countries. So Dennis Kucinich, and if you go to www.kucinich.us, you can check out Kucinich on the issues, water as a human right. I also heard from, I don't see the name here, from Zeta True Courage. I like that. And she's actually saying that Howard Dean is not against the Kyoto Protocol, as I said yesterday, that this is right off of his website, and what I said is untrue. Well, maybe he's saying that now, Zeta. Maybe he's saying that now because he realizes this is the time that he's out campaigning, and he knows that's not going to be a popular message. Most people I know care about the environment, but way back when, from what I understand, Howard Dean was right there with Bush in saying, let's not join the rest of the world in the Kyoto Protocol. So that's all. That's what I know. Your emails, your phone calls, more guests coming up. 1-800-TALK-YES. I'm Julene Jordan, and we'll see you on the other side.
To the Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Hi, Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. A suicide bombing on an Israeli bus has left more than a dozen people dead. The Palestinian militant group Hamas is claiming responsibility for the Jerusalem attack. An Israeli response came in the form of a round of missile strikes in Gaza City. The chief UN weapons inspector is criticizing U.S. Defense Department officials for trying to undermine him in the run-up to the war in Iraq.
Dr. Blix says as the build-up to war in Iraq continued, certain officials in the U.S. administration lent on his weapons inspectors to use more damning language in their reports on Iraq. UN inspectors searched more than 200 sites over 3.5 months, but failed to find any weapons of mass destruction. The U.S.-led coalition insists there are weapons to be found. Mr. Blix said that despite the actions of his detractors in Washington, by and large his relations with the United States were good. But he said Washington now viewed the United Nations as an alien power. Suzanne Chislett, London.
Investigators in Davis, California are sending human remains found beside a dumpster 2 weeks ago to a lab for identification. Steve Frederick says the defense team in the Scott Peterson murder trial are interested in the results.
The remains of Lacey Peterson were missing some of the same parts as those found at that Davis trailer park. That brought some interest from Scott Peterson's lawyers, who have suggested that a satanic cult may have killed the young pregnant Modesto woman. Mary Coombin Williams says the Department of Justice lab in Richmond will determine if there is a link.
Because they have Lacey Peterson's DNA already on file, they there will make the comparison.
Remains are of at least 4 different people, male and female. Yolo County Sheriff Ed Prieto says the DNA results may give them some clues.
We personally don't have any information regarding any such type of cult or satanic type of rituals at all.
The sheriff says he does not personally believe a cult is involved. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Fredericks.
More news in a moment.
Hey, Larry, baby, you want to go for a ride?
Why, Vince, I didn't know you cared.
I don't, but I'm looking for a baby.
But, Vince, we're crash dummies.
Well, your head's about the size of a baby. What are you doing? Taking it off! I'm using your head in a rear-facing infant seat.
Why?
To show how babies up front are in airbag danger.
You know I get sick when I ride backwards and without a body.
Up in front, kids won't know what hit them when the airbag blows.
Then why do people put their kids up front, Vince?
I don't know. Maybe it makes them feel better to see them sitting by their side. Although, if my baby looked like you, he'd ride in the trunk.
And where are we going, Vince?
Yeah, you know that brick wall with the big bullseye?
I can see it vaguely in the back of my mind.
Well, in 2 seconds, that's exactly where it's going to be. Holy cow, Larry, you're embedded in the seat.
Sorry, Larry.
I can't understand you. I'll go get a tire iron.
Thank you.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the back seat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Healthcare spending slowed for the first time in 5 years last year, but the cost still rose by more than 3 times the rate of inflation. The 9.6% rise in spending was down from 10% in 2001. Congress wants to know what's going on at the nation's second biggest home mortgage company. After Freddie Mac fired its president and 2 other top executives stepped down over questions about the company's accounting, lawmakers say they will hold hearings on financial procedures. More after this.
Mom, what's wrong?
My knees are killing me. I shouldn't have jogged this morning.
Today's my party. You gonna be okay?
I should be. The party's hours away.
And we have tons to do.
the moment of choice, Tylenol or Advil. Which works better to get you through the day? Truth is, Advil can give you longer-lasting relief, better relief than Tylenol for tough muscle aches and pain. And Advil is gentle on your stomach.
Mom, you look like you're having fun.
I really am.
For better relief, advance to Advil.
Arizona is at the top of a list the state would rather do without. Robin Cote has more on the nation's auto theft rate.
According to a survey released by the National Insurance Crime Bureau, Phoenix topped the list for the second year in a row with over 40,000 thefts in 2002. Fresno, Modesto, and Stockton, California, along with Las Vegas, Nevada, round out the top five. State College, Pennsylvania, is the safest place for drivers, with only 58 auto thefts in the city in 2002. Robin Cote, Phoenix.
There's been improvement in the well-being of children nationwide, according to the 14th annual Kids Count Data Book. However, the new report shows that many working parents face barriers that jeopardize the financial progress of their families. Chicago Cubs slugger Sammy Sosa will be back on the playing field one game sooner than thought. Major League Baseball officials reduced Sosa's punishment for using a corked bat down to a 7-game suspension after an appeal yesterday. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Most accidents occur between 3 and 5 p.m., but how about really bad accidents? Here's a hint. Paul Revere could have been a victim. I won't leave you in the dark, because when we come back, I'll tell you.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered a company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com.
Take it from Paul Revere, midnight rides are risky. Although our byways are busiest during rush hours, more than twice as many fatal accidents occur between midnight and 2 a.m. While a major contributor is driving after late-night partying, night vision is also a factor. For a safe midnight ride, make sure that your lights are working, windshield's clean, and headlight aim is properly adjusted. Because drivers blinded by your improperly focused headlights could add to the highway death toll. Oh yes, if you're drinking, don't forget to designate a driver. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us!
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Thank you. Welcome to hour number two today, Wednesday. And this is June 11th. And that's an important date because we're going to go back through some dates. Just last August, when Dick Cheney said, simply stated, there's no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. Hans Blix says he was smeared by the Pentagon, and he called him a bunch of bastards. Whew! Go, Hans. Give him hell. He says it was like a mosquito bite in the evening that is there in the morning, and irritant. I'd say more than an irritant when you consider there's a smear campaign going on against you that you're gay and you go to Washington every 2 weeks to get your instructions. And you know what? Hey, if he were homosexual, beautiful. I don't care what he does in bed, but the fact that they tried to use this, what an insult not only to all gay and lesbian people around the world that they tried to make that sound like a bad thing. What an insult! And then, you know, keep in mind that Hans Blix is married to a woman with two children. So it's like, what are we? Nanny, nanny, nanny. What are we on the playground here? Are we going to these low levels of name calling? What ignorance these people have? And absolute inability to come up with anything solid. Hans Blix, former, or soon to retire in about 3 weeks, UN chief weapons inspector. He lashed out last night and said, they're bastards. They're all a bunch of bastards. Pretty gutsy. Maybe he's going to be on that no-fly list, huh? Talking about the lies. Talking about Bush's lies. It's all a big lie. The corruption. The conspiracy to take over and occupy a nation with a whole buttload of oil. We were going through some of these quotations, just a couple, because I want to pick up where I was. Where I'm going to pick up is when things started to turn. But just a recap. G.W. Bush last September said, right now, Iraq is expanding and improving facilities that were used for the production of biological weapons. They're expanding and improving, okay? Then, let's see what he says there in February. In February, G.W. Bush says, we have sources that tell us that Saddam Hussein recently authorized Iraqi field commanders to use chemical weapons, the very weapons the dictator tells us he does not have. Okay, then we'll just go to March. What does Ari Fleischer say? Well, there's no question that we have evidence and information that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical particularly. All this will be made clear in the course of the operation for whatever duration it takes. All right, we move ahead. Let's talk about April. Let's talk about April. This is Ari Fleischer April 10th. But make no mistake, as I said earlier, we have high confidence that they have weapons of mass destruction. He should have just said we have high hopes that they have weapons of mass destruction. Because otherwise, this could be a war crime, huh? This is what this war was about and is about. This is what Ari Fleischer says. This is what this war was about and it is about. And we have high confidence that it will be found. G.W. Bush in an NBC interview on April 24th. Well, we're learning more as we interrogate or have discussions with Iraqi scientists and people within the Iraqi structure that perhaps he destroyed some, perhaps he dispersed some. And so we will find them. No, you won't. No, you won't, G.W. You haven't found them yet. It's June 11th. This is Donna Rumsfeld at a press briefing on April 25th. There are people who, in large measure, have information that we need that we can track down the weapons of mass destruction in that country. Still not finding them. George W. Bush, May 3rd, talking to reporters. We'll find them. It'll be a matter of time to do so. What does that mean? This guy. We'll find them. It'll be a matter of time to do so. Okay. Colin Powell, day later, talking to reporters. I'm absolutely sure that there are weapons of mass destruction there, and the evidence will be forthcoming. We're just getting it now. Yeah, really? Okay, so that was May 4th. It's June 11th. Where the hell are they? Donald Rumsfeld, May 4th. Same day. Same day that Colin Powell. They need to get together and you know, come together on their lies. Because now it's getting really ugly. Same day that Colin Powell says that he's sure there are those weapons of mass destruction are there, the evidence is forthcoming. Donald Rumsfeld says, we never believed that we'd just tumble over weapons of mass destruction in that country. Oh, really? Why didn't you believe that? Is that because you had inspectors in there for years, and then the inspectors were gone, and then they went back in, and months went by, and they went everywhere? And is that because you knew that? George W. Bush, May 6th. I'm not surprised if we begin to uncover the weapons program of Saddam Hussein, because he had a weapons program. Condoleezza, oh Condi, May 12th, says, U.S. officials never expected that we were going to open garages and find weapons of mass destruction. You know, if you're going to open garages, the inspectors would have found them. Oh my gosh. Major General David Petraeus, commander of the 101st Airborne, May 13th in a press briefing. I just don't know whether it was all destroyed years ago. I mean, there's no question that there were chemical weapons years ago, whether they were destroyed right before the war or whether they are still hidden. General Michael Hagee, Commandant of the Marine Corps, interview with reporters May 21st, just a few weeks ago. Before the war, there's no doubt in my mind that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical. I expected them to be found. I still expect them to be found. May 26th, General Richard Myers. Given time, given the number of prisoners now that we're interrogating, I'm confident we're going to find weapons of mass destruction. Day later, Donald Rumsfeld. They may have had time to destroy them, and I don't know the answer. Paul Wolfowitz. May 28th, I've quoted this one before. For bureaucratic reasons, we settled on one issue, weapons of mass destruction, as justification for invading Iraq, because it was the one reason everyone could agree on. Oh, well, that's a good one. So you all agreed that was it. We got in a room. Okay, all right, we're going to take a hand. All for the weapons of mass destruction angle, say aye. Okay, all for the Saddam Hussein's connection to Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, say aye. Okay, no ayes. Okay, that's it. Hear, hear. Weapons of mass destruction. Then we have Lieutenant James Conway, May 30th. It was a surprise for me then. It remains a surprise to me now that we have not uncovered weapons. As you say, in some of the forward dispersal sites, believe me, it's not for lack of trying. We've been to virtually every ammunition supply between the Kuwaiti border and Baghdad, but they're simply not there. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. We knew it all along. And yet, because of all of this, because it is unraveling, right in front of our eyes and their eyes, even though maybe the people in the Bush regime, their eyes are closed as usual. Or that smoke screen, that veil is so prominent in front of them that they can't see anything else. But they don't want to. That's what it is. Denial. We all know how powerful denial is. Denial is so powerful. Well, We're not in denial here. But here's what happens. All of a sudden, yesterday, right around, I remember it was mid-afternoon, late afternoon, the AP comes out with a report that says Saddam Hussein has been seen north of Baghdad, and he's paying a bounty for the head of every American soldier killed. Oh, yeah? Okay. So this is the latest. Well, you know who created this? Old Bush's buddy, Ahmed Chalabi. Ahmed Chalabi and Bush, they love each other. So GW gives old Chalabi a phone call and says, hey, man, this is really unraveling. Things aren't going to go our way. You're not going to get to run Iraq. You're not going to be able to stay back. Maybe, life isn't going to be as good there in Iraq for you, being that you haven't been there for how many years? And, what do you think? What have you heard? Well, Ahmed Chalabi says, I heard someone say they saw Saddam up there north of Baghdad and that he's paying bounty. Oh, well, there you go. Justified. 5,000-6,000 Iraqis dead. Justified. Well, it's unjustified. It's downright criminal. It's downright evil. We've been lied to. Meanwhile, G.W. Bush asserts that Iraq had a weapons program. Oh, it is all so tiring. It's all so tiring. And off of one of the emails that I got earlier, I kind of took it a step further. Yeah, think about those soldiers who are combing these areas of Iraq and getting shot at least one a day. So you don't have any weapons of mass destruction, all right? Weapons of mass discussion. Weapons of mass distinction, weapons of mass, that they're not there. Yet you continue to put the lives of these men and women in the U.S. Armed Forces, you continue to put their lives in danger. Parents of service people who are listening to this program, you should be so upset. Yeah, you bet I support your son, your daughter. They should be back here because they're over there because of a big lie. They're over there for so many reasons. The opening of that region, the opportunity to take all of that oil. Hey, we've got the pipeline going on in Afghanistan, thanks to Halliburton, Bechtel, all those great big corporations. Yeah, thank you. Now, we're fixing up all those oil wells, giving them a spit shine, and then gloop, 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 gloop. The oil is flowing again. Life is good. They got what they wanted. Meanwhile, 6,000, at least, people are dead. The depth of that statement right there, 6,000 people are dead because of this. I say, impeach him and take all of his little cronies with him. Take them all with him. These bounty these bounty killings that we hear about, don't believe it. Don't believe the hype. Stay focused. Stay as focused as you can and know as much as you possibly can. Gather information. 1-800-TALK-YES. We'll take your phone calls next.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now. 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now. 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Wirby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
To the phones, she said. Let's go to Steve, who is in Santa Fe. Called 1-800-TALK-YES. You guys were all standing by. I'm just going on and on and on. It's time for you. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you today?
Good. I got 2 points on this weapons of mass destruction.
Bring it on.
One is I really want to emphasize this new spin they're putting on the whole issue. That they used to say he has weapons. Now we had a weapons program.
Yes,
weapons
program. Right.
Now they don't have to find him anymore. And they could say, oh, well, we have evidence of a program. And the mainstream media has just picked that up. And now that it's all about the program. It's not about the weapons anymore.
They're just saying they're making it sound legitimate. In other words,
yes.
And, oh God!
And that way they can prove their statement no matter what because they keep changing the statement. The other thing I always questioned was the big thing on weapons was it's imminent. It's imminent. He's about to launch. He's going to launch.
Yeah.
Well, how come he didn't launch them on the troops?
I've said that all along. Exactly. I mean, sure, there was some fighting back, but it was with these what AK-47s or those old tanks, you know. Yeah.
And there was the Red Line and Baghdad and all that. Well, of course, the spin on that was the troops moved so fast he couldn't use them.
I know.
I say if the troops moved so fast he couldn't use them, he couldn't have hit them, sent them to another country, buried them, whatever. If we move that fast, they should be just sitting there in the driveways.
Exactly. Like in the garages, as Condi said. We didn't expect to find them in the garages.
It seems they didn't expect to find them at all. Because, I mean, as much evidence as they had, they should have expected to find something.
I mean, you know what? Even probably Peter and I probably thought in the back, you know, maybe one little barrel. You know? But nothing. Zero. Zippo.
Well, the sad thing is if they found one barrel, they'd spin that into proof.
And that's, right.
That's the part that... I don't get why people aren't figuring it out. If he had hundreds of gallons, one trailer, empty trailer, is not proof, and yet that's the way it's spun.
Empty trailer is right. A couple of, yeah, those trailers, I mean, unbelievable the things that they'll spin. And it's unbelievable the people that will just go right, well, you know, he had those trailers. Hey! Those trailers. Come on, give me a break. You know, I'm thinking if these phone calls keep picking up, John, back at the studio, that we may just move our guests to Friday. Let's keep them going. If you want to call in, 1-800-TALK-YES. Yeah, Steve from Santa Fe, thank you. Let's go to, hey, Florida. That's where I am, down here in Miami. Philip, where are you?
Which is in Tampa Bay.
You're in Tampa Bay?
Just above Clearwater, just below Newport Richey.
Okay, wonderful.
Just west of Tampa.
Gotcha.
What's interesting related to this is how the right is changing the subject. Hannity and others of his ilk are digging up Nita Broderick, you know, and all of this old ground, you know.
Remind me again of Nita Broderick.
Nita Broderick, I guess, says like what 25 years ago, Bill Clinton forced herself on him in a.
Oh, okay.
In a motel, and she was so upset with him, they wrote him out a campaign check for $250. She was so upset.
Now, didn't she come out recently and say that was not true?
No, she was. I didn't watch it because I have disconnected that from my favorites list on my Dish Network. But she was. She apparently she was interviewed on Foxhole News last night. To compete with Larry King's interview with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, okay. See, here's Julene, who I really do not watch much television. I would have liked to have watched Hillary, but to be honest with you, my in-laws are going to be here in a few hours, or my outlaws, whatever you want to call them. I had to clean the house. No time for TV.
Oh. Well, in any event, what they're doing is changing the subject. And if you watched Hardball, he's also doing it. But what kills me is the people they're using to do this, beating up on Bill Clinton. Hannity had
unbelievable
Gingrich on the show, and Gingrich is saying, he lied about this, and then they're talking about the DNA and all this other stuff. Here's a guy who was doing a congressional aid at the same time when all this is going on. He's doing her.
Yeah,
remember,
hold that thought. Hold that thought, Philip, because I think it's real important that we talk about this. We've got you. We've also have a couple more calls. Roy's in Rio Rancho. Stand by, Roy. Bill in Pennsylvania. We'll take your calls, and then, hey, maybe we'll have a guest, maybe not. 1-800-TALK-YES. I'd almost rather hear from you.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please hang up.
Having a hard time connecting with someone who cares? Try the Boys Town National Hotline at 1-800-448-3000. They'll be there to help you when you need it the most, 24 hours a day. They'll even pay for the call. Simply call 1-800-448-3000.
Boys Town National Hotline, how can I help?
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Workers at 14 Goodyear tire plants across North America will strike on June 27th unless their employer agrees to a new contract. This, according to the United Steelworkers of America. The Steelworkers Union has been bargaining with Goodyear for nearly 3 months, but has little to show for its efforts to win job security from an employer that's looking to send jobs to cheaper overseas plants. Goodyear is also looking for $1 billion in concessions, money the United Steelworkers says the company hopes to invest in non-union sweatshops overseas. Officially, the union's old agreement expired on April 21st, but the steelworkers have been extending their contract on a day-to-day basis ever since.
Much of Canada's rail system could be shut down next week if some 200 rail traffic controllers with the Canadian Pacific Railway go on strike. They've been trying to negotiate a new contract with the railroad since September, but the two sides broke off mediation efforts at the end of May. A cooling-off period ends on June 18th, and the Union of Rail Canada Traffic Controllers classifies a strike or lockout as probable. If picket lines do go up, traffic controllers with other railroads might honor them, which could lead to widespread disruption of rail traffic throughout the country.
Stop the presses. That's what journalists at Italy's biggest-selling daily newspaper did yesterday in protest of what they say is Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's attack on press freedom. Journalists with Corriere della Sera say the paper's longtime editor, Ferruccio De Bortoli, was pressured by Berlusconi to resign due to his paper's opposition to the U.S.-led war in Iraq, as well as its unfavorable coverage of the prime minister's trial on corruption charges. Berlusconi himself is Italy's largest media baron, with holdings in newspapers, radio, and publishing houses, and by many estimates, the arch-conservative controls some 90% of Italy's television market. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Thank you very much. And we'll go right back to Philip in Florida near Tampa. And we're talking about television last night. Hillary on one channel. She was on Larry King, right? And then you right. said, what's the woman's name who Clinton allegedly kind of got frisky with? Okay, anyway, she's on another channel. Then you say Newt Gingrich was on.
And he was on the radio the day before
okay.
with Hannity trashing Clinton and talking about the DNA and how he lied about this. And here he was doing a woman by the name of Calista Bissick.
Doing. I love it.
Okay, while all this Monica stuff was going on, she's 25 years his junior.
Yeah.
All right, he was cheating on his wife, Marianne. He ultimately dumped Marianne. He married Calista Bissick in August of 2000.
Well,
okay, and then he had the gall. This is his third marriage. He had the gall to go to the bishop where he lives and apply for an annulment of his second marriage with Marianne.
Geez. See how easy that's done, and he probably got it.
Nah, I don't think he did.
No.
And then the other kicker is you got John Fund, the guy who wrote Rush Limbaugh's first book.
No, yeah.
He was the ghostwriter for Limbaugh's first book.
I just read something about him the other day. What was that?
He's on a hardball doing the same thing, trashing Hillary Clinton, this and that. This is a guy who was arrested in February of 2002 for beating up his girlfriend. Her last name was Pillsbury.
Oh.
He was arrested for assault.
Really?
Now, this girl, about 25 years his junior, was the daughter, okay, of his girlfriend in the past.
Whoa.
And he got arrested for beating her up.
And
now,
Clinton's the bad guy for getting
Clinton's
a little,
the bad
know.
Guy.
Yeah, you're right.
Clinton never, this was, you know, Monica was a willing partner in this. He did not beat her up. He did not force her or anything like that.
I don't think it was tough.
And the thing is that Chris Matthews is got the balls to put him on the air, a guy who's been arrested for assaulting the girlfriend of his girlfriend.
Oh, my.
I mean,
how hypocritical is that whole little circle of hate?
I want to know the last time an expensive, involved test of DNA has ever been used in a civil case to determine whose sperm was on a dress.
Oh, yeah, really?
I mean, if that isn't extremism, I want to know what is.
I know. And I say right now we should be demanding, with what's going on in our government, we need to demand the same, if not much more harsh treatment of G.W. Bush.
Well, we should have had a blood test to see what the alcohol level is when he fell off the couch and banged his head when he choked on the pretzel.
Well, you're not kidding. And was it you who called in? Are you in the recovery world?
No.
There's a substance abuse counselor who called in and told us, you know what? There is no way that he choked on a pretzel and did that. He fell.
But see, but his followers, they'll buy anything.
Oh, I know. My own father's one of them.
but for Gingrich to get on the radio and be trashing Clinton, and obviously all their efforts of discounting her and being critical of her sure didn't hurt the sales now, did it?
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you brought that up. Thank you, Philip.
All right.
Have a great day. Wayne in Washington. I know it takes you a minute to get there, so I'll just yak away. Jeez. Wayne in Washington, welcome. Too many W's.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Well, you know, people just don't understand. The mission was to rid Iraq of weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
And the weapons are gone. Mission accomplished.
Wait a minute, Wayne. you're joking, right?
Yes, I am.
Please tell me. You don't want me down your throat. Trust me.
Well,
do I have to come out there and get you?
You know, people need to be patient because it does take time to plant these types of weapons. You can't just, you know, truck them in. They have to be planted and made to look like they were there all along. And that takes some time. So I think people should just be patient.
Yeah, well, it'll be planted soon. That's right. You're right. Oh, yes. Okay.
But, you know, I think the larger issue is Americans are used to being lied to. Does anyone remember who trumped up the Gulf of Tonkin incident to get us into Vietnam?
If Peter were here, he'd rattle the name off right now, but I remember.
And were those people ever held to account?
No.
Let's look at the fact that in 1994, a CBS News poll said that 89% of the American people thought that there was a conspiracy to kill JFK and that the government lied and covered it up. That's 89% of the people. Yet, do we know who else was involved in that conspiracy? Do we know who the other shooters were 30, 40 years later?
Exactly.
No, we're happy to just say, okay, we were lied to, and just let it go at that and not hold anyone to account. And that's what's going to happen with this. We'll all just, you know, eventually decide the government lied, okay, and we'll get on with our lives.
Oh, no, we won't.
Yes, we will.
I won't.
Exactly what's going to happen.
I'm not going to.
Well, look at the Reuters.
$5. $5, Wayne. Oh, wait, that's illegal.
Look at the Reuters story. The Republicans are already saying they're going to limit the probe of the intelligence.
Right. You make an excellent point, Wayne. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, sorry, not cutting you off. I do have a guest on the line, and I do have phone calls that I promised I'd get to. Chris Tensing, I will get to you in a minute. Let's go to Roy in Rio Rancho and see what is on Roy's mind today.
Well, good afternoon. How you
doing? Hi, good old buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, it's been a little while. Three things. One, we know that the no-fly list does not work because you said you got to fly this last week.
Yeah, thank you. I'm flying again next week.
Oh, well, okay. You know, I'm kind of concerned. I got to fly here in another week or two, and you know, I got to be there. You know, I can't get bumped off the plane.
Exactly.
I'd like to make a comment or two, a little criticism. One of the few times that I've criticized you.
No, I can take it.
But the whole deal about just rattling. You spent 10 or 12, 15 minutes talking about Bush lies. Hell, we all know he lies.
You're preaching
to the choir.
Yep. Well, there's a
you know just,
what,
just
what you
when
don't
you come
know,
out
Roy.
Of the break when you come out of the break. Bush lies, look at, and give a different link site. Because there's about 50 or 60 or 80 link sites there.
First of all, Roy, this is my show. And I plan it out. And I think it's extremely important that you see, you may know, Roy, but we also have gained new listenership, and we gain new listenership every day. We have to talk to the people who don't know this. You know it. We know it. A lot of our listeners know it, but a lot of people don't know it. And,
that's right.
You know, I think it's really important that I'm not just I don't want to just preach to the choir. I want to preach to those people who do not know. So that is the method to my madness.
And see, if you'd come out of the break and say, here's a Bush lies, here's a link, and if every, you know, anytime they stuck a microphone in front of any Democrat politician, if the first thing out of his mouth was, Bush lies, here's the link.
Yeah.
Now, what was the question? And the whole get-rich deal with the sex scandal, quite frankly, there again, I'm not that concerned with anybody screwing one person. I'm worried about the guy that's screwing the whole nation.
Very good. Very good.
Anyway, I'll let you get on to your
guest. Okay, Roy.
Enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Maybe you should just be my producer, but I have to say, if I came on and said, Bush lied, here's a link, how boring is that? Let's go to Bill in Pennsylvania. Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling the Peter Werby Show. This is Julene. Are you there? Hi, Bill. Are you there? Bill in Pennsylvania. Okay, he's not. Well, good. Finally, we can get to Chris Tensing, our guest. Chris Tensing is editor of Middle East Report, director of the Middle East Research and Information Project, and we want to talk a little bit about the latest suicide bombing in Jerusalem, also the Israeli army killing at least 3 Palestinian civilians before that. The cycle of violence continues. Chris, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for being patient.
Oh, no problem. It was fun listening to the repartee.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it. Let's talk about today's suicide bombing and the fact in one of your quotes you say, sadly predictable.
Yes. If we look at the reaction of George W. Bush himself to the assassination attempt on the Hamas political leader yesterday, calling himself greatly troubled by the event and worrying through his mouthpieces on CNN and MSNBC that action would contribute to derailing the beginnings of a peace process. If Bush could predict that, then surely Ariel Sharon could predict it. So we have to, particularly in the context of other instances where there has been feelers put out by the Palestinian Authority to Hamas and the other militant groups about ceasefires, sometimes brokered by the Egyptians, And those efforts also have been interrupted by assassinations of Hamas people. We have to wonder if this is perhaps calculated in some level by Israel, knowing that it will produce a violent response, which will put the Palestinian side on the defensive.
With these types of situations, even in the middle of a peace process, supposed peace process, let's talk about that peace process. How was that going before either of these situations happened?
Well, we have this initiative called the Roadmap, and the road was extremely bumpy already.
Yeah.
The text of the document is hardly a recipe for a comprehensive peace, but it does have some elements in it, chiefly the internationalization of diplomacy around the conflict and its removal from the exclusive hands of the United States, and the explicit commitment to a Palestinian state with a timeline attached to it. Those were concrete improvements over the Oslo process in the 1990s. But they required, and still require, active and vigorous U.S. involvement to make sure that those things are adhered to. And that may or may not be forthcoming. The second thing is that the roadmap has some pretty serious structural flaws, which make it similar to Oslo. In particular, the problem being that all of the serious issues outstanding in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, settlements, borders, Jerusalem, refugees,
right,
are left until the end of the process. And in the beginning of the process, you have these phases that are only concerned with security, meaning that the whole process is vulnerable to sabotage. And you have two parties, maybe more than two, but at least two parties, namely Hamas and the Sharon government, apparently, which have a vested interest in sabotaging the agreement. And that is what they're trying to do with these attacks.
What is the layout of the land as far as giving them in this map? What was the layout percentage-wise? Wasn't it a while back that the Palestinians said they'd be happy with 21% of their original land?
22,
right. Okay. I was close.
Yeah. Well, the roadmap did not specify those things. It did not specify what a Palestinian state would actually look like on the ground. And that in itself is a grave problem because we know from various plans that have been floated over the years by Israeli politicians, both Labor and Likud, that their vision of a Palestinian political entity is much smaller and more truncated than was on the table at Camp David in 2000, and certainly nothing like what is envisioned by UN resolutions and international law. There is another major absence from the roadmap. It's not even mentioned. Is this wall, a 20-foot, 5-foot concrete wall that's being built by Israel inside the West Bank, actually, in many places, encroaching upon Palestinian territory that, under UN resolutions, is illegally occupied by Israel and therefore should be part of a future Palestinian state. But what seems to be happening is that the wall is going to define the actual physical borders of the Palestinian state that exists in reality, and that will be much smaller than 22% of geographic historic Palestine.
I was going to say those UN resolutions. Wow, so effective, aren't they?
Yes. Well, they're certainly not effective when the world's sole superpower chooses not to enforce them.
Right, exactly. So what do you see as Chris Sensing, as editor of Middle East Reporter, as director of the Middle East Research and Information Project? You surround yourself daily with this. You work on this night and day, and you have been, I think, for a long time, right?
Yes.
And so what? Any predictions, any feelings?
Well, I've been skeptical of the roadmap, although I think there was a flicker of hope in it. There may still be a flicker of hope. One does not know how the Bush administration is going to react to this latest cycle of assassination, bombing, missile strike. Israel has already carried out a retaliatory missile strike in the Gaza Strip, killing 8 Palestinians today.
Today?
Yes, today. And we can expect, Hamas has promised, and we can expect reasonably that there may be another horrendous suicide attack directed at Israeli civilians in the coming days and weeks. So the crucial question is how the Bush administration will react to this. Will they insist that the political process needs to go forward irrespective of this undoubted peril to both Palestinian and Israeli security? Or will they lapse back into their default position, which has always been that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is really not a core U.S. national interest in the Middle East, unlike, say, oil. And their default position is to throw up their hands and disengage. That is what they came into office determined to do. They were determined not to. They were determined to be the anti-Clinton in that respect. And events forced their hand. Events and pressure from all sides forced them to intervene. And that, I think, is what's happening today as well. But the, in some ways, the greatest danger of this renewal of this cycle of attack and counterattack is that the Bush administration will throw up its hands and revert to its preferred default position of doing absolutely nothing. And we know from recent history that when the Bush administration does absolutely nothing, that is objectively a form of intervention on the side of Israel, because it essentially allows the Sharon government to proceed with its harsh and militaristic policies, which are a proven failure, certainly for advancing the cause of peace and also for the cause of the security of Israeli citizens. If you look at the number of suicide bombings that have taken place in Sharon's premiership, it's dramatically higher than any of his predecessors. So it's been a failure on all fronts. And the problem is that when the United States does not make this a centerpiece of its international diplomacy, then the situation spirals out of control.
Okay, Chris Tensing, give us your website for your organization so people can go.
The website is www.merip.org.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you very much.
I felt was important to talk about. Yes, absolutely. Well, you know we'll talk to you again.
Okay, great.
Okay, take care. Chris
you
Tensing,
too.
And you can go to Merip, MERIP.org, if you want any more information on their project and their research. And you can check out the Middle East Report. Coming back with your phone calls, 1-800-TALK-YES. It's 800-825-5937.
50 file cabinets, 80 gallons of semi-gloss. Small business people don't shop like most people. And with Open, the Small Business Network, they can get the rewards program they deserve. One with no limit on points, no expiration date on points, and hundreds of rewards. But only when they use the American Express Business Card, the card with the Open Network built in. To apply, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
Enrollment in the Membership Rewards Program required. Terms and fees may vary for American Express Business Cards. Not all are eligible for enrollment.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
Make the doctor's choice your choice. For better relief, advance to Advil.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Hi, this is Peter Werby from the IE America Radio Network, wondering whether you've heard about In These Times magazine. A bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. Find out what you're missing. Visit them online at www.inthesetimes.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-827-0270.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
You hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I want to
different...
see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephens, good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Chris from New Mexico, welcome to Animal Talk. What's up?
I have a neighbor decided to release 12 piranha into a river up here in northern New Mexico. But I'm wondering, I think that's a crime, isn't it?
It's not a crime, but it's a dumb idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You don't want the fish cops coming after you. Let me know.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, could South American piranha survive?
Not in northern New Mexico. And as soon as he dumped the fish in there, they went into shock. They were dead. Now, there are people who have released piranha in Florida, and they are in the canals. They are actually breeding and growing, and Florida is turning into the piranha state.
But would you blame me if I don't go wading for a little while?
Don't worry about it. The only problem is that if you go wading, wear waders, because if not, your lucky charms are not going to be the same size they were when you get out of the water.
Thank you for the visual. And I'll talk to you later.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Okay, a few emails that I'm going to read. These fine folks emailed in calltalkyes@yahoo.com. It's calltalkyes@yahoo.com. From Randy, we also need to focus on the facts that Dick Cheney claimed on national television that Iraq has reconstituted nuclear weapons. Yeah, good point. And Bush said on TV, Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda have a close relationship going back nearly a decade. Yeah, another good point. Weapons of mass destruction might be the easiest one of these items for Bush to cover his rear, so to speak. The first two nuclear weapons and a link to the al-Qaeda cannot be covered so easily. Well, we have at least two top captured al-Qaeda people saying there was no link between al-Qaeda and Hussein. And where is the proof of Cheney's claim of a nuclear program? Thank you, Randy, for writing in. That's a darn good point. Marty writes in to me, talking about GW, the resident choking on that pretzel, tripping, blah, blah, blah. And Marty says, I always wanted to hear someone in the media ask the following question. If the resident choked on a pretzel, then tripped and fell while trying to change a television channel, don't they have remote controls in the White House? Mm-hmm. Good point. Another excellent point coming in from Marty. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. And this is from Lee. In my local newspapers, the headline read, civilian deaths exceed 3,200 AP review finds. That's what I read, too. So in order to stop another 9/11, we have to kill 3,200 people to make us safe, even though Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. Makes no sense. You got that right, Lee. It makes absolutely no sense. This is from Russ in Santa Cruz. Been listening to the show for a long time. I read a blip in Time magazine that said 10,000 Iraqi troops were killed in the last Iraq invasion and even more in the first Gulf War. Could you imagine if this happened to U.S. troops? The Iraqi troops didn't volunteer to be in the military and they didn't choose Saddam as a leader. I saw some photos of the Iraqi troops before Bush's invasion and they looked just like our troops, young guys who had families and friends. Very sad. Indeed it is, Russ. We need to support all troops and not let these psycho leaders... I don't know if there was any more to that. But, Russ, yeah, I agree with you entirely. And here's another one for me. Oh, that's about Howard Dean. Well, we'll read more of your emails coming up next. We're also going to have sweet, soft moments with Billy Sunshine. That's coming up. and going to talk a little bit about a big, huge campaign to let everyone in the U.S. know, especially women, that Roe v. Wade, well, it's threatened underneath this right-wing coup of ours. If you think you have, if your rights aren't threatened, you're sadly, sadly mistaken. Yes, a whole nother hour to go on the Peter Werby Show. I'm Julene Jordan. We'll take your calls 1-800-TALK-YES. Please do give us a call.
You've been listening to the Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. A bus bombing in central Jerusalem has left more than a dozen Israelis dead and dozens wounded. Shortly after the attack, Israeli helicopter gunships launched an attack in Gaza City, killing seven people. A top Hamas leader was among the dead. Members of the U.S. Congress are getting set to investigate the accuracy of intelligence information gathered by the U.S. prior to the start of military operations in Iraq. The call for the investigation comes amid mounting controversy over the failure to find weapons of mass destruction there. Initial hearings should begin next week. Nuclear power plants are still vulnerable despite increased security. That's according to a new report in USA Today. The paper reports many airports are within 60 miles of nuclear facilities and could be reached by plane in minutes. Nuclear power companies claim their plants are well protected and wouldn't release radiation if hit by an aircraft. Details are coming in about what a 9-year-old San Jose, California girl went through in the days after she was taken from her home by a violent kidnapper. Jeanette Tamayo's aunt tells the Mercury News that the little girl faked an asthma attack, memorized the suspect's cell phone number, and provided a wealth of other clues that eventually helped police track down suspect Enrique Alvarez. He will be arraigned this afternoon. A preliminary hearing is scheduled to be held today for students and others involved in the now infamous videotaped Illinois high school hazing incident. More than a dozen students are facing misdemeanor battery charges. A couple of parents are also in trouble. They face charges that are related to providing alcohol. More news in a moment.
You mean I could have diabetes and not even know it?
Then why would I want to know?
Heart disease, amputations, stroke, blindness, kidney disease. They all can be caused by diabetes. So it's critical that you know if you have it. But what makes diabetes so scary? Many people don't know when they have it, because there are often no symptoms. Meanwhile, diabetes can be causing damage that will lead to serious problems later on. If you're over 45, you don't exercise, and you're overweight, you're at risk for diabetes. What should you do? See your doctor, because a simple blood test can detect the problem. And with early treatment, you can prevent the devastating effects of diabetes. For more information, call the American Diabetes Association at 1-800-DIABETES. That's 1-800-DIABETES. Don't be blind to diabetes.
The Federal Trade Commission wants to do something about Internet spam, but it needs the authority to do so. FTC officials are asking Congress for permission to secretly investigate illegal spammers for a set period of time. That request comes as officials said unwanted internet spam accounts for between 40 and 80% of all email. The agency also wants to have greater latitude in the investigations and is requesting the ability to look through spam complaints put together by internet providers. More after this.
My cat Boots got stuck way up in a tree. My dad saw how scared I was. He climbed up there and got it down. I feel bad. I know he hurt his back. I saw him call the doctor.
The moment of choice. What will the doctor give you, Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for muscle aches, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Boots is okay. Dad's feeling better. How great is that?
For better relief, advance to Advil.
Chicago Cubs slugger Sammy Sosa will serve a 7-game suspension for using a corked bat. He was originally given an 8-game suspension, but Major League Baseball reduced it to 7 after an appeal hearing yesterday in Baltimore. There is word that Lockheed Martin is suing Boeing and 3 former Boeing workers, claiming they stole documents so they could get a huge rocket contract. The Los Angeles Times quotes a Lockheed spokesman as terming the situation industrial espionage. Americans are apparently split on what role, if any, the government should play in the Battle of the Bulge. A poll conducted for the Harvard Forums on Health finds 2/3 of adults would support legislation requiring restaurants to list nutritional information on their menus, but less than half were willing to support special junk food taxes, even if the money were to be used for obesity-fighting programs. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car spark plugs are like an infantry. They work hard and fire a lot. How many times do spark plugs fire? And what can you do to keep them in shape? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing. For Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti, there's one more key to racing. Champion spark plugs. They race different makes of cars. Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion spark plugs.
When your odometer clicks 10,000 miles, your spark plugs have fired 15 million times, transmitting enough electricity to power home appliances for 15 months. This high voltage current, heat, and chemical erosion eat away the firing gap, widening it so much that plugs can't make their spark, resulting in wasted gas, lost power, and polluted air, if you can get your car started at all. So have your hard-working spark plugs replaced for most cars every 30,000 miles. Replacing marginal or misfiring plugs will save you heartburn and money. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with Julian Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julian Jordan.
All right. Action-packed show so far today. And this half hour, well, it's guaranteed to have some action because my new segment that I've, it's official now, Billy Sunshine, Soft Moments with Billy Sunshine. Billy, are you there?
Soft Moments. Why do you lie?
You know, it's like that, what was that, Jack Handy from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
deep
exactly.
Thoughts. I had
like
to come up with
Bush
my own.
Lies. Soft Moments.
Yeah, well, welcome, and thanks for being here. And, you know, you call every day anyway, so when Peter's gone, for now we're going to do it this way, okay?
You I call, want my own theme music.
Well, you come up with it.
All right.
You're going to have to be your own producer.
All right.
I'm my own producer when Peter is gone. I think you can handle it. Hey, a couple of things that I want to talk about. First of all, Hillary Clinton has set the Barnes & Noble sales record for nonfiction books on her first day. On its first day, the book Living History hit stores. And meanwhile, people are calling me and telling me last night that they had that the different news organizations, okay, she's on Larry King, then the other news organizations are having women who accused Clinton of attacking them and all that. How low can you go?
Well, real low, obviously.
I mean, we know Monica went, sorry.
She went down as low as you could.
Sorry.
Hey. You know, of course, I agree with the oft-recited sentiment that give me a president any time who screws an intern, not one who screws the entire country. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We've heard that today.
Amen, Brother Billy.
Yeah. You know, it's true. I did see this Broderick woman again last night on TV.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well, obviously, you know, first of all, it's about the weapons of mass confusion.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the bait and switch tactic.
Right.
You can't talk about, you know, what the president's lying about and making people die over. No, we can't do that. Where are these weapons of mass destruction? No, we're going to try to trot out Bill Clinton one more time.
Again, that guy, I tell you, he takes more hits.
Well, you know, the Republicans have a problem because they're not that bright, you know.
They didn't.
They gave the United States an IQ test, Julene, on Fox the other night.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you watch this blather?
Oh, no, it was great. I took you'll find this interesting.
Tell me.
Scored very high. I gave my wife the test last night on the net. It's still there, and anyone can take the test.
Okay.
And she scored exactly the same.
She did?
Yes.
You two smarties.
Yes. Well, I won't tell you my numbers yet unless other people call up and share theirs.
I was going to say, how hard can it be coming from Fox News? Hello?
No, it was a real IQ test.
Oh, a real one. Okay, I'm going to take it, too.
Yeah, definitely. It's called, it would be the www.testonfox.com, I think is the...
Not that I want to promote anything on Fox. And speaking of Fox, the Foxes, the MSNBCs of the world, it's time to take action, Billy. Did you hear this? It's time to tell Kraft Foods to not support Michael Savage. This is something that I think is really good. I do things like I buy free trade coffee, fair trade coffee, rather. Fair trade coffee.
Boy, yeah, really.
Whoosh. Fair trade coffee. I shop at independent bookstores. If they don't have it, I'll have them order the book so they can get the sale. You know, on and on. You probably do things like that. I don't know, Billy, about you. But it's time to tell Kraft Foods that we're not going to buy their products until they take that nasty, evil, misogynist, racist, bigoted woman hater off the air. And also that includes Post cereals. So what do you think? Are you into that?
Well, you know, I think that since this guy has had his own TV show,
yeah,
it's such a bad show that it's sort of good for us to have him on there because he's really...
No.
He's even uglier when you get to see him being that ugly.
No, but there's enough bad on there. He's the worst. And the thing is that we don't want him reaffirming what some people already believe. You know, we don't need him spreading the evil.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be a problem if the other side ever got any airtime. But it doesn't. You know, we don't expect it to be on fair and balanced Fox.
Yeah,
you know, that's that.
Right.
I love that. You know, fair and balanced, obviously, even right-wingers know that's a lie. So if they start out every segment with a lie, how do I know when the lies stop or start?
It's true.
Fair and balanced. Jesus, that just can't be the case.
I know. You know, I should actually, don't even tell me. I can figure it out. I'm a pretty resourceful woman. I need to watch that guy so I can get even more mad about it.
The Savage.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've not watched him because...
Yeah, he's a very, very unattractive guy. He's, you know, it's just a business now in the entertainment field. The way you succeed is by yelling insults at liberals.
Yes.
But by never actually talking to a strong liberal. I've actually tried to get on the Savage show, and those guys will screen a guy like me out. Sort of interesting, isn't it, that I must not be that interesting? Or is it because I can beat their man dead?
Right.
I want to respond to a couple of things you talked about earlier today.
Okay, please do, Billy. This is Soft Moments with Billy Sunshine.
Yeah, soft. So, you know, maybe I'm too cynical, and you can tell me whether I am or not, but here's exactly the way it works. In the White House, they want to go attack Iraq for reasons like, he tried to kill my daddy.
The ones I went on and on and on about earlier.
And all those things. We don't really need to repeat them.
No,
but
we don't.
Here's what really happens. It's how can we sell the war to the American people? They're pretty stupid. Shouldn't be that hard. What lies can we tell them?
Yeah.
Isn't that exactly what goes on between Karl Rove and George Bush?
Oh, yeah. You know it. They have these meetings and they go, oh, that's a good one. Now, do you know that's going
to
work?
And here's how you know. I can prove it to you with this. Two words. North Korea.
Oh, yes. This is today talks, right?
Well, the thing is that here's a country that while we were like kept talking about nuclear weapons and mass destruction,
yeah.
Iraq keeps saying we don't got them. And North Korea keeps saying, we've got them,
yeah.
We're going to use them.
Yeah.
But have we gone there?
No.
No. So one country is literally threatening us with it every day, and we don't go there.
Right. What don't they have?
You know, there's a recall effort to get Governor Davis gone.
Yeah. I don't know
what it's based on.
What's going on in your state?
But you know what I'm wondering is, what lies did Governor Davis tell that got Americans killed?
Yeah, that's a good point. And is it Governor Davis's fault that California is in financial ruins?
Well, no. The reason that California is in financial ruin is twofold. And number one, it has to do with the energy game that was played.
Dick Cheney. Exactly.
Dick Cheney and Enron. And Tulane, what is the energy policy of this country? Are you clear on what it is?
I think it's if you own the corporation, then you win, and anyone else is screwed. That's the energy policy.
You know, we're going in a direction where if the powerful are the only people who get a break, then you don't have a chance for what's called alternative fuels, alternative energy. You know, the wind is always blowing in some places, but we don't have windmills there. And you kind of ask yourself why. You know, I don't get how Americans aren't some of the stupidest people on earth these days. Because, first of all, they bought Hillary's book. And I got to tell you, you think you're going to learn anything about how government really works.
Or anything about him getting his you-know-what,
you-know-what. You think you're going to learn anything. You don't get that Hillary is a politician and that all politicians lie all the time about the truth.
Right. Do you think Dennis Kucinich lies?
You know what? If he doesn't, how can he make it? He's going to have to lie. Because first thing he's got to say is, I'm electable.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting for somebody to convince me that unless we get all of the fringe parties on our side, I don't know that the Democrats exist any longer.
Okay, we have a phone call, and it could be on the fact that, or this move to recall Governor Gray Davis.
Great.
And it is Linda from Cupertino, California. Linda, thanks for calling. It's Julene on the Peter Werby Show, Soft Moments with Billy Sunshine.
Yeah, I was listening to comments about Davis's recall effort. And I know pretty much that this is a political move. It is regarded as a political move here in the state. There isn't any groundswell of support for it. The recall movement here is claiming to have even just 100,000 signatures, and they have not been able to verify with any of the officers of the state of California even one of those signatures. Hmm. And they have to have, I think, something like 900,000 signatures.
Linda.
Yeah.
Why? What do they say is the reason we're supposed to spend money and recall the governor?
Oh, who knows what they think we need to recall him for. He's a Democrat. That's why we want to recall him. It's just bitter, bitter, bitter fruit that the Republicans are reaping right now because, you know, their guy who ran against Davis was so thoroughly whacked. And
wasn't he ever. He was unable to win that election that it was very smart of Davis to spend $10 million in the primary to get the other guy who could have won defeated.
Yes.
Hmm.
He has a very astute staff here. But I am writing to him daily and telling him that, you know, I was looking forward to him being the 2004 Democratic nominee.
Oh,
and
forget that.
Because of the disastrous role of the Democrats and Republicans in the California legislature when Pete Wilson, a Republican governor, pitched this ridiculous deregulation of the energy markets here. We are floundering, and it is just a pathetic excuse for politics that politicians will take money from people who are you know, promising them the sky. I really think that Democrats here in the state of California need to unify and realize that they are the next best thing to a unified Democratic Congress in Washington. They have to be unified. They have to show the Democrats in Washington that it can be done.
The Democrats can win. But, you know, we have a problem here. And
yeah,
that
really?
Is that if we get rid of Davis, you know, we're going to get Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
Arnold.
Well, Arnold, I believe, isn't he running as a Republican?
Yes, but that's who that's the whole thing. This the recall, has, if it has any energy at all, it's because we could get a bigger celebrity as our governor.
Well, I don't need another celebrity in any state house or in the White House, because Reagan was a bomb, as far as I'm concerned.
You see, that
it was his worst acting job he ever did.
Ever. Oh, it was horrible.
But isn't that exactly the problem with the American public in general? Don't they go for the name that they recognize?
Let's draft Robert Redford.
I'd vote
for Redford.
Michael Moore.
No,
I'd
Michael
vote
Moore's
for Redford. Redford has the pull.
Yeah, he's great.
Redford will get even Republican women voting.
Yes, he would.
And he'll get the organic people, blah, blah, blah. Hey, this is what Russ says. He says, we need to recall Bush, not Davis.
Of
here.
Regime change.
Okay, Billy, you stay here. Linda, thank you so much for calling the show. Regime change is required. Gosh, I just love our listeners, don't you, Billy? You are one. You've become part of the show. I love you so much. Billy Sunshine, Soft Moments, and me, Julian Jordan. And your phone calls at 1-800-TALK-YES.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was a straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risk.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The General helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the General, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots is important to you. In These Times is essential for Barbara Ehrenreich. To people who say they're sick and tired of news media, I say, stop whining in these times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Find in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
I have to whisper this to you because it's a secret the Bushites want to keep from you. They have become totally obsessed with secrecy and are spending billions of our tax dollars in an anti-democratic lockdown to keep public information from, well, us, the taxpaying public. I'm not talking about deep, dark spy stuff affecting national security. I'm talking about everyday materials on what various Bush officials are doing that affect our jobs, liberties, clean air and water, food, and other basics. The Bushites are slap-happy about secrecy, slapping top secret on any and every document that might reveal what they're doing to us and who benefits from their backroom, closed-door actions. Even before the September 11 terrorist attacks gave them a political excuse for shutting out We the People, Bush and company were removing more than 33 million public documents from public scrutiny, nearly a 50% increase over the previous year. They spent about $5 billion classifying, storing, and guarding documents, a 40% increase over the Clinton years. This autocratic penchant for executive secrecy is so un-American that it has alarmed many conservative Republicans. Representative Porter Goss, for example, thinks it's ridiculous. Head of the House Intelligence Committee, Goss says, I read report after report after report all day, and they've got some type of secret classification cover on it. I'll say, what's classified about that? Senator Richard Shelby, an Alabama Republican, thinks that the rush to secrecy is not merely ridiculous, but dangerous. A lot of the documents are classified for the wrong reason, because they're embarrassing or perhaps because of a cover-up, he says. This is Jim Hightower saying, conservative or liberal, we can't let executive power hide behind a secrecy stamp. Duration of American Scientists, 202.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Talking about a variety of topics, and we're here with Billy Sunshine, Soft Moments, always. He's just a quiet guy, never really tells you how he really feels. Yeah, right. Billy, we have number 12. That would be Cabby, number 12, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, number 12.
Hey, I disagree with you on the getting rid of Michael Savage. I think we need more free speech, and I think we need as many of these people on the air as possible.
Ooh.
I agree with him.
As many as possible?
Yeah, as many as possible.
That's a little overboard. I can under when people are corrupt and awful this guy is, but on.
Yes, I think so, and I think we those commandments out of the courtrooms, we need to put every other creed in there. Yep. As well as the Ten Commandments.
This guy's got it right, Julie.
Why don't you two just hook up and have a latte then?
Okay, I gotta get comms.
Why don't you two just go to dinner?
Well, you know, I think he had it exactly right.
Well, I know you do.
Because
I don't.
What I'm really tired of hearing this whole time was the fact that they really wanted the left to go away. They really want, you know, this whole thing about actors shouldn't have a say. Why are actors speaking? But, you know, who's that coming from except these people who call themselves pundits, self-aggrandizing, big mouths, trying to get everyone else to shut up on the other side?
It wouldn't be so bad if there were at least one show where our point of view is on.
That's the complaint. That's the complaint we have to make, not let's get rid of them.
Well, I think
they notice how they won't let us on the air.
Thank you.
And, you know, there was a great piece of news today that just shocked me, although I'm not, why should I be shocked? Came off of your news, I heard today that Berlusconi, the Italian prime minister,
mm-hmm.
I knew he was a rich media mogul. He owns 90% of the TV.
Wow.
He can, so, you know, now, Bush doesn't own 90% of the TV.
Well, yeah, he does, in a sense. He does.
Well, he's
Come
got
on.
The similar interests, and he pays these people not to screw with him.
Yeah, he owns it. He owns it. He owns the airwaves.
90%. Think of that. If Italy allowed that to happen to them, what would people do now that they're doing that to us?
Well, that's a really good point. And
you know, I was talking about secrets before this.
Yes.
And I was wondering.
Hey, wait. Luke from Long Beach.
Whoa.
Let's take him in.
Luke, get in.
We only have a couple of minutes. Luke from Long
Hi,
Beach.
Hi, Julene. How are you?
Hi, Luke. I'm fine.
Good. I have a comment about the Gray Davis issue in California.
Please share.
I went to a local grocery store here, and it's called Albertsons, and there was a guy standing outside wanting a friend of mine to sign this petition to get Gray Davis out of office.
Yeah.
And, of course, we refused to sign it, even though I don't like Gray Davis, but at the same time, he wouldn't tell us what the petition was for as far as getting him out.
Oh,
so I think it's a sort of a scam to get us to sign it for a Republican side.
Could be.
What reasons... Did they give him that you should sign it?
He didn't give us any reason.
That's what
except
he's saying.
That they want him out of office.
Yeah, they didn't go into any
Not
detail.
Good enough.
And we, I questioned him and go, why? And, of course, he couldn't go into description. And this is a guy who looked like he was, he lived off the streets, in other words.
He's
didn't look
paid.
Like anybody professional.
He's being paid to do this.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So look,
I just wanted to call and let people know, you know, not to sign something unless you really know what he's talking about.
Luke, you're so mellow, dude. Did you, if it
well,
were me,
I'm
I'd be...
I'm out pulling from work, so...
Okay, so I see. But see, if it were me and they'd say sign this position, I'd be like,
You know, get out of my face.
I know.
But maybe
I know.
That's just like, my rude style. What can I say?
Like, I couldn't believe it. I had a feeling it was such a scam. And then when I heard you guys talking about it, and I read something off the internet, commoncause.com, and I put the two and two together, and I was thinking, oh, my God, this guy is a scam. He's trying to get people to sign this thing.
Yeah. You like, know, he and a group of people.
Wouldn't you rather have Arnold Schwarzenegger as your governor?
I mean, I like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I don't know.
Stick with exactly. The movies, I say.
See, that's the problem we have, Julene. Even Democrats don't like Davis. He doesn't really.
Yeah, I know, I know.
But
yeah. All right,
you can't recall him because you don't like him. He has to actually have committed a crime greater than George Bush's.
True.
Yeah.
All right, Billy. Thank you again. We'll talk to you Friday. I'm off tomorrow, Billy.
All right, sweetie.
Okay. And Luke, thank you for calling in. Coming up next, we are going to talk to Kate Nickelman from NARAL Pro-Choice America Foundation. A big campaign. We need to keep our rights. Roe v. Wade.
James Carver here to talk to you about something that's finer than frog hair, something that really puts the pepper in the gumbo. I'm talking about InPhone, people, a new telephone service that takes 411 and adds a whole lot of giddy-up. Just call 888-411-1111 and you get an operator who will fetch your phone numbers, movie times, driving directions, restaurant reservations. How does that grab you, fella? Let me say that number once more, 888-411-1111. InPhone, how can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show. Family Talk with Mike Riera is next on IE America Radio Network.
Dogs appear to have a unique ability to read cues in human behavior. I'm Jill Ladwig for Earthwatch Radio. A researcher at Harvard University has shown that dogs have a sense about people that sets them apart from other animals. He says dogs can read simple cues in human behavior, and it appears to be a talent they're born with. Brian Hare is an anthropology student at Harvard. He ran a series of experiments to compare how well dogs, chimpanzees, and wolves can read simple signals from people. Hare concealed bits of food under a cup and put it near an identical cup that was empty. Then he let each animal choose which cup to knock over to find the treat. Hare ran the test with 11 dogs, 11 chimps, and 7 wolves. Before each animal made its choice, one of his co-workers tried to show which cup covered the food by either pointing at it or staring at it. Hare says the results were surprising. Almost all of the dogs picked the cup with the food based on a point or a stare, but very few of the chimps and none of the wolves showed the same ability. Hare says the fact that wolves could not interpret the signals means dogs must have developed this talent after they evolved from their wild cousins. Hare wanted to know whether dogs are born with an ability to read human actions or if they learn it through interaction with people. To find out, he gave the point-and-stare test to 2 groups of puppies. One had been raised with regular human contact, the other with very little.
That was the most surprising result. Essentially, if we looked at dogs who were not reared in a human family and compared them to dogs that were reared in a human family, they performed equally well. There was no difference. So it didn't seem like it was necessary to have experienced lots of human contact to do well in these tasks.
Hare says his research is part of an effort to understand how all animals, including humans, developed their abilities to think, communicate, and solve problems. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
I get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Dude,
and
here's Nancy in the background.
Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh.
Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Dear
daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
As soon as we're able to locate her, Kate Michaelman, president of NARAL Pro-Choice America, will be on the program. For more than 18 years, Kate Michaelman has served as president of NARAL Pro-Choice America. And NARAL, formerly the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League, now NARAL Pro-Choice America. And Kate Michaelman is with us now. Welcome to the program. We appreciate you taking some time for us today.
Oh, I'm very, very happy to be asked. I appreciate your asking me to be on.
Most
important
certainly.
Time.
Oh, important time.
Very.
And, yeah, and I think as a woman, it just sends chills down my spine.
It should, by the way. And
yes.
Frankly, every woman in America should be deeply worried about losing a central freedom that enables them not only to govern their own lives in health and safety and dignity, but also make decisions about their family and their future of their family's life on their own without the government and imposing itself. It's just a very scary time, and women, I think, need to understand.
Yeah, be on their toes about this, right?
Yes,
certainly. And I have a real problem, and you can comment on this or not. Maybe I'll just be the radical here.
Okay, no.
I have a real problem, not only with the government thinking about telling me what to do with my body, but mainly men.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it is absolutely none of their business. Now, there's a lot of men who will call in and say, well, that could be my baby too, blah, blah, blah. I understand that. But in the main, I say, stay out of it. Government, stay out of it. Men, these are our bodies. Now, let's talk about this ad campaign that you started.
Yes.
This is a huge ad campaign has begun, correct?
It is a very, very big ad campaign and a significant effort on the part of NARAL Pro-Choice America, and it is designed to do two or three things.
Okay.
It is designed first to educate people that there is a threat to their right to choose, especially women. This is obviously most targeted to women, although men are calling in already. You know, we're having both men and women respond to this ad. But the first thing is that we need people to know there is a real threat that they could lose their freedom of choice, their constitutional right to privacy and freedom of choice. The second thing is to mobilize people, to enlist them in the fight to save this right, to give them places to go, things to do, in order that they are actively involved as a citizenry, as individuals in among a citizenry that will save this fundamental right to choose, not just for our own selves, but for our daughters, our granddaughters, of which I have both. And the future of reproductive freedom and choice and essentially women's equality, because this is the central right to women's equality, is in real jeopardy. And so this ad campaign is to mobilize, communicate the threat and mobilize people before it is too late.
Yes.
And the fact the end of the ad says, you know, there is still time to protect your right to choose, and go to NARAL's ProChoiceAmerica.org website or call us, and we will help you know what you can do personally.
Okay. And I'm speaking for – I'm going to do that too.
And I hope you will. And
yes.
And there's lots of things that people could do. I have found as I travel, as I do extensively around the country and talk to people, that there is growing awareness that with the president, the Congress, both houses of Congress, many of the state legislatures, all controlled by those who want to take away the right to choose, there's growing awareness that there is a real threat, and that the Supreme Court is a razor-thin majority protecting the right. People are becoming more aware. What they are unsure about is what can they do about it? What can they do? Well, first thing I want people to know is that 2004, that they they can vote pro-choice. Many people who are pro-choice don't believe the right can be taken away, so they don't elevate this issue to an important determinant when they decide the candidate for whom they are going to cast their vote. And I'll tell you, elections matter. This president, first day he was in office, very, very interesting contrast between President Bush and President Clinton.
Okay.
Regardless of what people think about President Clinton, one thing he did do was he stood in defense of the right to choose. And on President Bush's first day in office, he installed the gag rule on international family planning funds. He reinstated, I should say, the Reagan first Bush gag rule that prohibited the family planning clinics from even informing women or counseling them about or referring them for abortion, let alone performing.
Right.
President Clinton, on his first day in office, signed 5 executive orders that lifted the ban on abortions in military hospitals for women serving in the military overseas, like they are in Iraq, even with their own monies. I mean, when they, not government funds, but just paying for it themselves. Ugh. There is a ban. It's now reinstated, by the way. But he lifted that ban. He lifted the gag rule. So elections do matter.
Yes, absolutely. And I think
the Supreme Court, by the way, excuse me for interrupting.
Sure. Go right
ahead. The president selects and nominates those who sit on our courts, our federal courts, and our Supreme Court. And with the Senate now controlled by those who oppose a woman's right to choose, and the president making the nominations, and he wants to end legal abortion, we're going to have a very tough time in protecting the Supreme Court from losing that razor-thin majority. The last abortion rights decision in the court was 5-4 to uphold the right to choose. But we could lose that razor-thin majority with just 1-2 and possibly 3 nominations if Bush serves until 2008. So elections matter, but there's more than just voting that people can do. They can express their voices. We're holding a major march, what we intend to be and plan to be, an historic march for freedom of choice on April 25th, 2004 in the city. And we're coming to Washington in massive numbers from all corners of America to say to the politicians here who have decided they're not going to exercise their constitutional duties to protect rights and freedoms, but to take them away, that you will not do this to our right to choose. Women will not go back to a day when we don't have any right to choose. And we're going to send that message powerfully on April 25th, and anyone who wants to join us at the march, wants to help us organize in their communities, go to NARAL, go to prochoiceamerica.org, and there'll be a place on our webpage, that front page, that sends people to a place to sign up to help us organize, because we want this march to be historic.
Absolutely. And you have plenty of time to plan. I think it's a year away. Hopefully, I mean, you must not have a fear of this changing in the next year. I mean,
well, I'll tell you, there is the possibility that we will have a Supreme Court justice resign in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Or the next few months.
Yes.
There is that possibility. We don't know anything for certain. And NARAL Pro-Choice America, along with many other or advocacy organizations, need to be prepared. We need to be ready, go into rapid response. Our legal team is already researching very carefully the records of those nominees who have been mentioned as possible Supreme Court nominees. We are analyzing their philosophy, their records, their public statements, their writings, so that we're prepared in a substantive way to comment on and inform the American public right away about the nominee and his or her record on these issues, and whether he or she will be a threat to constitutional rights rather than someone who will uphold them. So we're doing the research now. We are not knee-jerk. We do make our decisions about opposing or supporting based on concrete, substantive research and information. But then once we know the nominee's position, we will then go into a rapid response mode where we inform our 750,000 people that we can reach immediately, and I will also inform the press as much as I can and as fast as I can so that information is out there. So there could be a nomination. Nobody is certain.
Right.
But whenever it happens, we have to be ready to go because it will happen. One thing we do know, we may not know the time. What we do know is that there is likely to be two or three nominations over the next few years.
Yes.
And we've got to be ready.
Well, certainly, and this ad campaign certainly part of that. It's set
yes.
to go in a couple of weeks. From what I am reading, you're going to start these broadcast stations in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Oregon.
And Oregon. Right now we're on national cable with a national buy on CNN, on MSNBC.
Good.
Interestingly, trying to get on CNBC has been very interesting. They have refused to take our ad.
That surprised me, them versus CNN and, you know, the others.
Yeah, well, they've refused, and we're arguing with them. They say, well, you know, something like, you know, we get to decide which, you know, we're selective about our issue advocacy ads. But again, we have a national campaign to speak to the American public about the need to join and with us and enlist with us in the effort to save the right to choose, and it's not too late. And that ad it's a very powerful ad, and it also gives some information. It's an interesting ad. It has a 30-second spot, and then it's followed shortly after it runs with a 15-second spot that provides some facts, like the Supreme Court is one justice away.
Right.
States have enacted 335 laws restricting the right to choose since 1995. Mm. Most people don't know that.
Yeah.
The president is about to sign, for the first time in history, a federal ban on abortion.
Yeah, the partial birth, right.
People don't know that. So the ad campaign is an important tool to educate and to mobilize, which is what our goal is.
Well, that's great. We'll look for it, definitely.
Well,
Kate
thank
Michaelman,
you.
We appreciate you telling us all about it. And
thank you.
18, I don't know how many
years. I'm in my 19th year at NARAL.
As president of
yes.
NARAL Pro-Choice America Foundation. Thank you for the
thank
work you,
you
do. And I will definitely be contacting you to see what I can do down here in South
do.
Florida. Okay?
Thanks.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You. Kate. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. A couple of emails here. This is good. I like it. I like it when people hate me. I want you really to all like me, but sometimes it's just kind of funny. Well, this one isn't one of those. I'm going to get to that one. This one's from Jeremy, who just called me a hypocrite. Okay. I like your show, but you're being a hypocrite. Julene, calling in to get Savage kicked off the air, even though you've never watched the show, is just like Rush Limbaugh having folks call in to boycott the Dixie Chicks. Okay. Something that you and Peter seem to denounce. Okay. Don't stoop to the level. Don't stoop to the level of being a hypocrite. It's just what you accuse those right-wingers of doing. You'll lose your credibility. Well, I wrote Jeremy back, and I let Jeremy know that you don't have to watch the show and suffer through it. You can actually read transcripts. I've read portions of transcripts. I've read his quotations. It does not take much to figure out what this guy is saying on the air. So just because I don't watch it on television doesn't mean I'm not aware. And no, I'm not a hypocrite. I have researched this guy. We've had people on the air who, from SavageStupidity.com, who are being sued by that guy. Who I've talked extensively about episodes of this show. So, nah, not going to make me watch TV. I was saying that I would like to watch it just momentarily, just to see his how he is physically, how he presents himself. Reading it's one thing, yeah, but I don't have to see it to get the gist. So, you know, I guess I don't want to brag, but I'm a little brighter than that. Okay, here we go. From Peter, just to let you know, I can't listen to your program any longer. I've gotten tired of the constant bitterness and hatred on your show. I'm fearful that your show and others will spawn random violence. Oh, I'm going to spawn random violence? Little old me? Gee,
such power you're giving me, as seen in the 70s by groups like the Weathermen. On numerous times, I've heard a rumor stated as fact. Okay, so-and-so wrote in and said his cousin in the Army heard that. That's not me. I haven't given rumor stated as fact. I get fact stated as fact, and I take great pride in that. Half-truths, no, none of the truths that I give are half-truths that I know of. You need to point them out. Point them out every time it happens. Although you're not going to listen anymore, so it doesn't matter. And full acceptance of anyone with a left-leaning agenda. I do not have full acceptance of anyone with a left-leaning agenda. No, not at all. I am not, you know, that is pretty, I guess, narrow-minded when you have full acceptance of anyone with a left-leaning agenda. I'm sure there's plenty of folks on the left side that I don't agree with. And it says it doesn't matter what their scientific evidence is, spotty at best. Okay, well, that's your opinion. Is that fair and balanced? I try to be. Y'all are guilty of the same thing you despise. Don't worry. I'm sure you will label me as a neocon, Nazi, or just stupid. Whatever makes you feel better. Hopefully we won't reap the anger and hatred you are sowing today. Well, you know what? One other thing is that, sure, I have a right to be angry about the deaths of thousands of people over a lie? I have every right to be angry about that. In fact, it makes me more angry that you say I have no right to be angry. Peter, not Werby. This is Peter calling, writing into Call Talk, yes. And another thing I'll say, as a woman, oftentimes when women speak loudly, who have deep passion about their views, they're often labeled as angry just because we speak with a loud voice. Well, sorry you feel that way. Bitter, full of hatred? My God, look at the country we live in. The fact that you aren't bitter and full of hate shows me that you're just one of the many people that just goes along with it. Hey, listen, I do a lot of yoga to counteract this. I really am a loving individual, but I'm not going to be a pansy on this show. No, no, no. One final segment, 1-800-TALK-YES.
Every morning you send your kids out into a world filled with drugs, peer pressure, alcohol, even violence. How can you be sure they have the skills to find their way home safely? That they can make good decisions when you're not watching over them? This is Barry Williams, urging you to call the Girls and Boys Town National Hotline for help and advice at 1-800-448-3000. The call is free anytime, day or night. 1-800-448-3000. Just call. Your kids will be glad you did. Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was as straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risk.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24-7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by with good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program. Take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boys, come on.
Tired of the same old conservative blather on talk radio? Want a different slant on politics in the world than what's offered up by right-wing wacko talk show hosts? Then join me, Peter Werby, 2 to 5 p.m. It's my new time. That's Eastern time. Weekdays for an alternative not often heard on the AM band. If you want to hear a talk show host that opposes Bush's wars, challenges corporate rule, defends the interests of working people, the environment, and a woman's right to choose, then join me, Peter Werby, in my new time slot, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern time.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Okay. Peter writes in, not our Peter Werby, by the way. He says he can't listen to this show anymore. He's tired of the bitterness and hatred and fearful that I'm going to, that Peter and I will spawn random violence. I just don't even know where to go from there. Random violence? What has spawned random violence but U.S. foreign policy throughout history? What has spawned more random violence than going in and killing thousands and thousands and thousands of Iraqi people who just were living there already under pretty bad conditions? Yeah, sure. Saddam, bad guy. Yeah, no question. But also those sanctions were pretty rough on them, too. So I haven't given you any half-truths. I've given you all truths. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm done. Why don't you, Peter, go watch. We were trying to think of some things that you could watch or listen to so you don't have to hear the truth. And you need something maybe a little lighter. Because this isn't Regis and Kelly here, okay? I'm not going to sit here and go, well, last night I went to this restaurant and, no, wrong show. This is a political talk show. This is a progressive political talk show. And if you're looking for something else, well, go at it. Howard Stern, maybe Howard would be better for you. Here's another email that I got here from Elgin, Illinois. Rob, dear Julene, I have my belief that Bush paid off Saddam to leave the country and to tell him where the weapons of mass destruction were. He will find them when the time is right, like right before the next election. As he says now, I know there are weapons of mass destruction and we will find them. Sure he will, when it's the right time. Just some creative thinking, as the Bush regime does. Thanks for reading this. Oh, this is from Corinne. I'm sorry. Okay, Corinne, sorry. I took your email address and kind of figured you were male, but you are female. So either way, thank you so much for sending that in. Tomorrow, I will be gone. Peter Werby will be gone. And Ski Anderson from WLS in Chicago, half of the Ski and Skinner show on Sundays on WLS there, the big old station in Chicago. He'll be filling in, and he's a great guy. Maybe he'll be a little lighter for you there, Peter, okay? Because I know he's got an incredible sense of humor. But, you know, I think he's kind of
right along the same exact line, so maybe you won't get a break. Friday, I'll be back live right here on the Peter Werby Show. Next Monday, Peter Werby finally back. This guy needs to get back to work. My gosh, he's wearing me out. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Shar. Thank you, John. Thank you, listeners, for your emails, your phone calls. Hey, even the ones where you challenge me. I can take it. I'm a tough girl. All right. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
You've been listening to The Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it, Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative